It's time for Benedictine Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting ready for today's Benedictine ball game, and we're joined by head coach Joel Osborne. Coach, if you look at the stat sheet last week, you know, every number you say Benedictine rolled through that game, but it was a tough one.
Yeah, there's a couple key stats that didn't go in our favor. The first thing was turnovers. We were -2 in the turnover battle. And our first two turnovers, there was a 17-point swing in the game because of those two. And so that was a big deal. And then the other thing with two was the red zone. We were 2-for-5 on scoring touchdowns in the red zone with a missed field goal. So, you know, that you can't do that on the road versus a good team and expect to come out with a win.
Turnovers a problem, you know, as you mentioned, losing a couple of key possessions, one inside the five there early on. As a coach, is there anything that you can really do with that? Is that just something that the guys have to just, like, tighten up the focus? Or how does the guy help that, or can it be helped?
Yeah, it could be helped for sure. We've done a good job of making sure the guys are accountable to really good ball security. You know, and Rayshon, when he was running in for the touchdown there, he made a jump cut and the ball got loose from his body, and that's one of those things. He's just trying to balance his body in the air, and so when he came down, the guy put his helmet on the ball, and that's unfortunate, you know. But yeah, overall, though, we're doing a good job of coaching ball security this week in practice. It's one of those things we work every week, but obviously we need to get a little better at it.
There were a lot of bright spots. Again, Jayshon, an electric run.
Yeah, he had a great run. You know, it was great blocking across the board. We got a hat on a hat, and you know, he's got the ability to do that. We got to make sure we and that's been a big focus of ours, is making sure that we finish our blocks, whether it's at the point of attack or on the perimeter. But that play, we finished all our blocks, and we ended up scoring a 70-some yard touchdown.
I love the resilience of the guys. I mean, you had a huge second quarter. I mean, it looked like things were really starting to click, and then you were going to get the ball back even to begin the second half. It looked like things were going just the way you might have wanted.
Yeah, they were. We responded in the second quarter, scoring 3 touchdowns. Defense got a key stop as well. And then, you know, to start the second half, we had a really nice long drive that you know, stalled out, and there was a tough wind, and made a fake field goal call and almost got the first down just short. And then I think defensively we gave up a big play. We had one guy not do his job on the play, and they ended up getting about a 70-yard gain. And then we honestly had a stop on the goal line, I called timeout because of the situation we were in. And unfortunately, the next snap, they got in the end zone. So, you know, just well, it was a tough one right there. But we had multiple opportunities throughout the game on both sides of the ball to create a different outcome. So hopefully we've learned from that and come out and have a great week versus Missouri Valley.
And with that said, how's the week of practice gone? How are the guys doing? How are they feeling? Where are we at?
Yeah, they're disappointed in the outcome of the game last week. But like I told them, if you want the outcome that you want to get, you know, meaning winning the game, then we're going to have to do a better job of being accountable in all phases of football. So, you know, we've had a really good week of practice, and we've just been really focused on one day at a time. And that's been our mindset. And, you know, we want to have a great showing for a homecoming crowd and for all our alums and fans and boosters. So we're looking forward to this Saturday.
Missouri Valley is kind of an enigma to me. Here's a team that has been traditionally for decades, you know, one of the premier teams in this conference. And the last handful of years they have been down. Teams like that always scare me because I'm always aware that they can jump up.
Yeah, they've got some really talented players. You know, they've, you know, the games you watch the film, you watch their some of the individual performances they have. They've got some guys that can do some things. They've got a tight end who's a really good player. You know, and then defensively, they've got some really good corners. It's one of those things where, you know, we're going to have to find those matchups and try to expose them in the areas where we feel they're weak at. And, you know, we're just going to have to come out and execute and do our job.
What am I going to see out of Valley? What kind of a team are they? What kind of things do they want to do?
Well, they're going to be able to be balanced on offense. They run it and throw it. Their backs run hard. They're going to come out and try to get you in empty and find number 24, the tight end. The reason I know that is because we followed them the whole season. The first half of the season is, you know, and, you know, he does a good job. He's not a very big kid, but in terms of height, but he is a good player. He's productive. And then the other thing too, defensively, is they're really physical and athletic and they fly around to the ball. So, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of, being physical at the point of attack and then protecting the football once we have the ball in our hands because they're going to come after it.
Defensively, what kind of alignment, what kind of things am I going to be seeing here this afternoon?
You'll see a 4-2 front with a middle field open, meaning cover four. And then they'll also take they'll put a fifth guy in the line and play a bare front and play some cover one behind it and try to heat you up. They'll get up and challenge you. When I was watching the film, I know that they were really – To be honest with you, I was really surprised at how they were able to get after the receivers for Grandview, and Grandview is just able to run the ball on them. That's how they got their points. But you know, they're not scared. That's for sure.
Running the ball is going to be then a big deal for you, and you're looking to get that ground game going.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, absolutely. So you know, and we want to have it going every week. It's just the last couple weeks we've done a good job running the ball. It's just been different guys that have done it, and you know, we're going to definitely be by committee at that. By running the ball between our backs, our quarterback, and Jay Sean.
Coaches, you've made your first season through this conference, and you've seen the Benedictine crowds today. It looks like it's going to be no exception. I don't know, and I've had limited exposure with just, you know, some of the teams around here. You've seen a lot of schools in a lot of places. Is there any other small college that has the kind of game day atmosphere and the kind of crowd support that Benedictine brings?
I haven't seen it so far at the NAI level. It's phenomenal. You know, you got the tailgate prior to the game. You got music going in the parking lot. You got the grills going. And then, you know, during the game, I mean, our crowd's really into it. And they're a big-time advantage. Playing at home is a big advantage for us for sure.
And, of course, with the Hall of Fame, while you've not personally been real familiar with the three inductees coming in today, I'm sure you've heard a lot about certainly Dennis Murphy, one of the great guys that have been up here on the staff. And it's good to have a guy out of the program, you know, getting a little recognition that he's really earned.
Yeah, Coach Murphy, throughout the years, been here 41 years, served in a number of different roles. For football, he was the receivers coach, but, you know, he started the athletic training program. He was head track coach at one point. And, you know, he taught a bunch of classes as well. So, you know, he's a guy that is very, very loyal to Benedictine and Coach Wilcox and just a great man. He comes in our office every once in a while and just shoots the breeze with us. And he also bakes a mean pie. So he's phenomenal. So I'm really happy for him and his wife. And, you know, he deserves this, and it's going to be a great day for the Ravens.
Coach, we're looking forward to a great day also this afternoon out here in the field. Best of luck today.
All right, thanks, Tom.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
The Amberwell Health pregame show continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Keys to the game right after this.
Miracle Treat Day at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is this Thursday, the 28th. All proceeds from every blizzard sold will go to a local Children's Miracle Network hospital. Kids who come in that day get to draw for a prize. Pre-order a cake, pick up some gift cards for holiday giving, and treat the family to a blizzard while helping local Children's Miracle Network hospitals. All at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill this Thursday.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon in homecoming 2021, it is now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Got a couple of them this afternoon. You're going up against a Missouri Valley team, who struggles in the red zone last year against Benedictine, had zero possessions in the red zone for Benedictine. Again, red zone defense, I think, is key. The other thing, enjoy the moment. Enjoy Jalen James, the number two tackler for Benedictine all time. You've got four games left of him, and so I think for Raven fans, we need to understand that this is kind of the end of an era, one of the few remaining players of that 2018 national runner-up team. So again, red zone defense, enjoy the moment. Raven football coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offer through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Homecoming 2021 here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, as this afternoon the Ravens play host to the Missouri Valley Vikings. Hello again, everybody. It's Joseph. He's producing. He's engineering. He's been doing it all week. He's been doing it for us for years, and he's back there again today, Joseph, at the studio. Thank you very much. Upstairs with me, Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts, and we're winding down a moment before this afternoon's kickoff. Gus, the parking lots are full. The tailgates are full of people. The stands are full of people. And I tell you what, a perfect day for a big homecoming game and a big Hall of Fame weekend for Benedictine and all of its fans.
Yeah, a lot of people came back for homecoming 2021. And it's just nice to see the stadium filled, lots of people back, great Hall of Fame class going in. A little later this evening, Denny Murphy, Emily Smith, and Jason Weirich are the three going in this year. So a fantastic class. You've seen a few games with those three individuals involved.
Don't think I've missed any game of any of the three of them that's been involved so far. So pretty proud about that.
You've got a couple teams coming together here today looking to get their first divisional win. Last week, Benedictine went down to Fayette and, well, I think came back a little stunned, right? A loss at Central Methodist last week. Ravens will start the division play 0-1. For Missouri Valley, they had a tough game against Evangel. They were able to get close at the end, but not able to overcome the Valor, and so Missouri Valley 0-1. Talk about Missouri Valley a little bit and how far they've fallen. They are now 1-14 in their last 15 divisional games, and I was a little shocked when I saw the last time that Missouri Valley won a division game on the road. You've got to go back all the way to October 22nd of 2016 and a team that's no longer in the conference, and that's Avila. That day they beat Avila 38-27.
And that said, I guess I'm just enough of a cautious guy and a little bit of a worrier in my age that it's a team like a Missouri Valley with absolutely nothing to lose coming in here today, and they would love to spoil this big Raven party today.
Yeah, because you talk about players, they come and go, and usually it's the coaching staff that kind of remembers and, you know, passes along to the players about these rivalries. Paul Trost's been here 20 years, right? He would love nothing more than to take a homecoming victory away from Benedictine this afternoon and head on those buses back over to Marshall.
First victory of the afternoon has been won by Missouri Valley as they have won the flip of the coin and they have elected to take the football to begin the game this afternoon. Benedictine is going to be kicking it away from right to left. And we come in here to the game today. It's almost as nice as it was last night. 59 degrees here in Atchison, Kansas, under very heavy overcast skies, but they say no rain until later on in the evening. feels like 56 out there, and a little easterly breeze at 13. Humidity 57%. The barometer, 29.88, so just a little under standard. Should be a great afternoon for football, and the Ravens are going to send freshman Cullen Bruner out here to put a toe to the football. Jordan Londo and Aswan Bonner are the duo of return men back deep for Missouri Valley as we're about ready to get this thing underway here this afternoon. Again, welcome and happy to have you along. It is homecoming 2021 for Benedictine College here in Atchison, Kansas. Cullen Bruner, 6 foot, 185-pound freshman out of Marceline, Missouri, puts a toe to it. It is high end over end, and it is going to be very returnable. Fielded at the 9-yard line. Coming up with it is going to be Bonner. He'll cut into the middle, get tripped up, spins away, hit again, down at the 18-yard line. Good kick coverage for Benedictine. Gus, the thing about that kick was it wasn't deep, but it was high, it was hanging, and kick coverage was there already.
Yeah, Jared Heron, a redshirt freshman out of Moberly, Missouri, makes a stop on the play for the Ravens. And for Missouri Valley, they're going to start at their own 18-yard line.
And for the Missouri Valley Vikings, they'll be quarterbacked by Darian Cole, a senior out of Memphis, Tennessee. Darian can run. Darian likes to throw the football. We'll see how he does here today. With a motion man to the left side and two receivers already to the left, it's going to be the first and 10. Handoff is going to go to the running back, finds a gaping hole, and look at him go across the 20, 25, 27-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down on that initial carry. And Jalen James with the tack on the play. Gus, you mentioned it in your keys to the game. Jalen James is one of those names, is one of those people that all these folks watching today, 20 years from now, they're going to say, man, I was at those games. I saw Jalen play.
How many times do we talk about some of these guys were interviewing at halftime on the Where Are They Nows in those playoff games? Jalen James will one day be that guy.
Yep. He will also be a HOFer at some point in the future. Second down, one. Valley at his own 27-yard line. Quarterback Cole, single man behind him, back to throw, looks left, throws left, broken up at the 31-yard line. He was looking straight over the middle, but nice job by Johnny Bloomquist for Benedictine to break up that pass, and it will bring up a third down and one. That's a perfect time to run that second down pass over the middle because you're going to come back with a relatively short down and situation.
Yeah, that time you're playing ahead of the stick. So on second and one, you can risk a little bit of a gamble right there. And hey, you come up short, you're still looking at third and about the length of a football.
Here we go on this third down and short from their own 27-yard line. Quarterback is back. Flares one into the backfield. That was a lateral. Going to be taken behind the line of scrimmage and right up the left side, picking up a first down and more. Pushed out of bounds into the banking sideline across the 35-yard line. Tanner Tierney with a tackle for Benedictine, but Missouri Valley on their first possession of the ball game uses a pass over to Isaac Bowsley to pick up that first down. They will move the sticks. A minute into the game, Valley with the football, and they are trying to put together a nice initial possession of the afternoon. Receivers wide to the near side, and Gus, with receivers, we're talking about a big cat over here. Keenan Young, a little over 6 foot tall, 185, 90 pounds, a senior from Belleville, Illinois, is the wide receiver to the right. Receiver sideline to sideline. QB's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Hit from behind. He is going to be sacked by Gavin Spangler.
For Gavin Spangler, the number two tackler on this team for Benedictine, that is going to be his first sack of the season. And for Benedictine, how about this? We are in week 8, and for the Ravens, sack number 12 on the year.
Quarterback Darian Cole was looking ahead, and I mentioned stepped up into the pocket and looking downfield. What he didn't realize was Spangler had enough time to come all the way around from behind and come in from the back door and tackle him from behind, a loss of 5. It is second and 15 for Valley. 13 minutes of play in this opening quarter. Valley has taken the opening kickoff and now looking at a second down 15. Back to throw again is going to be Cole. Sets up the screen, lobs it to the 30. Cutting into the right side across the 35 and up to about the 39-yard line. Picking up the 5 lost and 2 additional. It'll bring up a third down and 8 for Mo Valley.
Joshua Moore is the first guy in there for the Raven defense, able to make the stop. Also getting mixed up in the action, you're going to see number 36, Solomon Wallace, the sophomore out of St. Louis, Lutheran Northern.
I think as we look at the Raven depth chart today, we're going to see some more new young athletes out there. So if you're like, wait a minute, I don't know that name, bear with us. You're going to. It's going to be some new guys. Here's that third down and eight call. Valley straight back to throw. Nobody in the backfield with quarterback Cole. Rolls right. Now steps up the pocket. He's got room to run. He'll get to the 40, pick up a first down, and it's all coming back. Crosses the 50, bounces out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He thinks he's got a 23-yard run, but he, in fact, it's going to be a holding call way back.
Yeah, Tyler Wilson had got into the field and flushed the quarterback out of the pocket. Well, as Tyler took off after him, we're going to get a hold against Missouri Valley. So the hold will come right at the line of scrimmage, so they're going to back him up. And instead of a 3rd-and-7, you're going to look at 3rd-and-17. And the Ravens going to bring in a couple D-backs.
And Benedictine really flowed defensively to the their left, to the offensive right side. And it was a nice running job by Darian Cole, too. Once he got into that second level of the defense to cut across the grain, he found a lot of room over there on the left-hand side. So that penalty is going to push the ball back inside their own 29-yard line. Missouri Valley, 3rd down, and I'm calling this about 18, with 12 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Valley's taking the opening kickoff and trying to move it downfield. Again, Darian Cole, is going to be a little screen pass. He's going to set up, looking over the middle. He's got a man open over the middle, and it's hit and dropped. It was right in the hands of Keenan Young, and he was lit up.
Yeah, Adam Wilbers was back there for the Ravens and just put a solid hit on him, was able to jar the ball loose. And look over on the far sideline, Paul Troth is livid after that hit.
11:45 to play in the opening quarter, and Missouri Valley is going to be forced to punt the football away. Back there to kick it is going to be Robert Conchola, a 6-foot senior from Odessa, Missouri. We were in his hometown last Saturday. The kick is away, very returnable. Matter of fact, it's so short it's going to bounce out of bounds on the near side just inside the 40-yard line. So for Benedictine, their initial possession of the afternoon will begin in really good field position at their own 39-yard line. 11:37 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless ball game so far here at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison.
Ravens are going to be out there with Damon Wiegand as your running back today. We're going to see a handful of different names in at that running back position as the afternoon progresses.
And Garrett Kendall, who had a really good solid first half last week. Motion will come to the right side. Harry O'Neill, he'll set up wing right. Quarterback takes a snap, hands off. Wiegand will bounce outside, looks for an edge that will never develop. There will be no gain on that first down carry. And if, Gus, we're going to see Damon try to bounce it outside, he must not take that kind of time and keep bouncing and bouncing. He's going to have to find a point in time when he cuts upfield and tries to pick up positive yardage.
So the Ravens are going to take Damon Wiegand out on this second down call. They're going to bring in Jayshon Todd and put him back there at the tailback.
Jayshon Todd, the fastest player in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, to the right side of quarterback Garrett Kendall. We saw him run a 73-yard touchdown last week. They're going to hand it off to Jayshon. Nope, quarterback will keep it himself. Booting to the right side. Kendall breaks the tackle, 45, 50, somersaults across midfield, and he's down to the banking 49-yard line. That was a nice job by Kendall to play action, kind of fake that handoff, pulled it back away from his running back, Jayshon Todd, and I think the defense and me too was watching Jayshon for a moment on the start of that play.
Yeah, and nice job by Kendall, able to pick up the first down, get into Valley territory. It'll be 1st and 10.
Jayshon Todd now will go motion to the left side. Everybody out of the backfield. Kendall is all alone back there on a first down call just across midfield. Pass to the right side. It's going to be low, caught at the ankles, and then ruled incomplete around the 45-yard line. So it's only going to be a 3 or 4 yard pass.
That time they were looking for Damon Wiegand. Last year against Missouri Valley, Wiegand did not catch a pass, but last week he did. He had 2 receptions for 2 yards over at Central Methodist last week.
Damon in the ball game, a 5'9", 180-pound junior, not a big guy, out of San Marcos, California. Now, looks like there's going to be a safety blitz. Quarterback runs up, handoff goes to Wiegand. He will just go off the A-gap and maybe a yard, no more than 2, is defensive end Ethan Towers out of Batavia, Illinois.
Yeah, Ethan, a big guy out there, kind of the size you like to see at your defensive end, 6'6", but only weighing in at 230 pounds, doing a great job of coming up, making the hit on the play. It will bring up now 3rd and 7 for the Ravens, and a different back in there.
Yeah, and the Ravens are going to take out their tight ends and going to bring a little more receiving package in on this 3rd down and 8 call. Quarterback is straight back. He's got Drake Prey back there. Steps up, throws deep, over the middle. He's got his man, and it's through the hands of the receiver at the 5-yard line. Gus, he had Jacob Gathright down there, and Jacob did not get a hand on it. You can hear the groan from the crowd.
Yeah, Jacob working step for step with Jordan. With that pass, you know, you go back and ask Jacob after the game, he's going to say, I probably should have made that catch. Good to see a lot of former Ravens here. You see former Raven running back coach Nick Stillwell over here, you know.
We've seen a lot of familiar faces. Some of them have aged a little bit. They haven't maintained our youthful good looks, but that's okay. You know, it's understandable. And Valley's going to take a timeout as Benedictine is set to punt the ball away. Joseph, a break, if you will, coming here at 9:48 to play in the opening quarter in Atchison, where it is Benedictine to Missouri Valley. Scoreless.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Well, Valley, having taken the timeout, the Ravens are in a punt formation, and here's the kick. It is high, end over end, and hanging, and it's going to be caught at the 9, and Garrett Cattle on the kick coverage, because he may be the best gunner I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, he gets down the field, right? That time he did a great job of getting inside his defender, gets down the field, and puts a big hit on the kick returner, Jordan Londo. Now, Londo's not going to live that down during film, right? You got lit up by a quarterback.
Here's the thing. That brings to me a couple of thoughts. Number one, how many quarterbacks would love the opportunity to dole out a little bit of the punishment they take in the course of a ball game? I mean, Garrett did a great job on that kick coverage at their own 10-yard line. Here comes Missouri Valley. Little wraparound handoff, heading into the left side, now trying to bounce it out to the edge, breaking a tackle, gets to the 15, gets to the 18, maybe even the 19-yard line, turning into a nice 9-yard carry. Gavin Spangler with the tackle on the play for Benedictine. Valley, on now its second possession, Gus has been able to get a very good play on their first play of the drive to kind of give themselves a little bit of room.
Yeah, get themselves ahead, and that time they were able to pick up another first down. So they're looking at first and 10 ball out to the 20-yard line, but Valley has done a nice job on first down of not allowing it to be a throwaway play.
It's Kenneth Sanford is your running back behind Darian Cole. Lots of movement in the backfield. The handoff is going to go to Sanford. He will go into the left side, get stood up immediately, and oh, yeah, that's Jalen James making a tackle for no gain on the play. And now we've got the ball. The Ravens say the ball has popped loose. The officials down there are unstacking it, and I don't think they made any kind of a call yet, so that leads me to believe it'll be on belong to the offense. There you have it. The running back's feet had come off the ground, and once that happens, the play is ruled dead. So, 8.5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, Missouri finally with their second possession at their own 21-yard line, a second down 9. Again, Sanford behind Cole. I can hear that. Yeah. And now we've got markers down from the line judge on the far side. It'll be an illegal procedure, false start. It's overcast, and I tell you what, again, it's 59 degrees. They say it feels like 56. I'm not even sure it feels quite that warm. It is a brisk, very autumn-like, you know, northern Kansas October afternoon.
The wind has died down a little bit. You know, it was, east at 13. And this morning, the wind was really kicking up at some times, but right now the wind has died down a little bit, and it's kind of you described it, a cool afternoon here in Atchison.
At their own 16-yard line, Valley looking at a second down long. Quarterback play actions and rolls right, thinking about running, chase from behind, going to be hit from behind. He didn't know. He slowed down because of Tyler Tierney in front of him and hit from behind by Connor Walker. There will be a gain of about 4 or 5 on the play, third down, Nine Valley.
That time, great job by Connor Walker, chasing that ball down from behind, never giving up on it, able to make the hit on the play. Tyler Tierney able to clean things up. It'll bring up a 3rd and 9, and the Ravens going to bring in a new cornerback this time. We're going to see Fabian Njika, the 6-foot freshman out of Powder Springs, Georgia.
Running back Kenneth Sanford exits the ball game, and Valley's going to bring in 5 receivers. Cole all alone in the backfield on the 3rd down long. Blitz is on. QB steps up, throws one. Over the middle, he's got a man, and it's out of his reach. He was so well covered down the near sideline by Connor Walker that there was just no chance in the world for Isaac Bowsley to get a hand on that ball. Bowsley, not your big, you know, long, lean, lanky kind of receiver, checking in at 5'9 and 215, okay?
Yeah, and Bowsley's a receiver who, if given the opportunity, he's going to gash you. And that time, he was matched up against Connor Walker. Now look out on the field. The Ravens are going to go with 2 return men. You're going to have Buto and Adger back on his punt return.
Yep, Conchola will stand at his own 5, and another penalty marker hits the ground. Is this one going to be against Benedictine as the officials are taking a lot of time?
Now they're asking another official, making sure that the center didn't manipulate the ball, but I feel like the Ravens just getting a little antsy trying to go after the kicker there. Going to be offside.
So the center did, as you call it, manipulate the ball. When they move it around, that allows that defensive lineman, or in this case special teams lineman, to get away.
Yeah, see, and I think when they brought in that last official and asked him, did you see anything, he said, yeah, the center moved the football.
4th and long. Snap is over the head of the punter. He kicks it out the back of the end zone, and that was a brilliant play by Robert Conchola.
Yeah, so Conchola is going to be called for the safety. He's going to also get a penalty for an illegal kick. And he's probably okay with it.
The long snap by Dawson Baker, a freshman at Oak Grove, Missouri, was way over his head. And Conchola ran into the end zone, turned around, and as the ball had bounced up, it was a really nice kick. It was like a punt, only in the opposite direction, out the back, over the track, up against the signage on the north end of the field, and the Ravens are on the board, leading 2-0.
How many times do we see kickers try that and just completely whiff on the
yep,
ball?
Absolutely miss it. Yeah, and fall to the ground.
Charlie Brown it, right?
We are halfway through the opening quarter. 7:25 to play here in the first in Atchison, Kansas. 2-0, and no, Joseph, we didn't take a break because on the safety, they're going to be right back out here to free kick this football away. And Benedictine will have its offense coming back out of the field. And got a little bit of a different look on the return. And I like Buto, and I obviously like Jay Sean Todd. They're going to be the return men for Benedictine. Trey Adger is being saved a little bit as the game goes on. Trey, in the last game, getting into the fourth quarter, he was having some leg cramp up issues, which an athlete like him, you find late in games having that. I mean, they exude so much energy and lose so much, you know, water, if you will, from sweating and so forth through the course of the game that cramping issue becomes more noticeable. Here comes the free kick from Missouri Valley. And the toe to it, it is very short. Bounces at the 40, hit by an up man, picked up at the 30-yard line. Jay Sean needing some room, and he's going to get bounced around a little bit and finally going to be brought down around the 40-yard line. So for the Ravens, it'll be really good field position. 1st and 10, Benedictine at their own 40-yard line. 7:14 to play in the first quarter. Been a bit of a weird first quarter, hasn't it?
Sure has, right? So for Missouri Valley, they've got 2 possessions. They've got a punt and a safety. For Benedictine, on their first possession was a punt. And here we go with the 2nd timeout for the Raven offense.
BC will be wide right and wide left. Still in the backfield is going to be Weigand. Garrett's back to throw. Kettle looks over the middle, gets it away short. It's going to be taken by Adger. He's at the 40-yard line, dancing around. Nice stiff arm, 45. Trey up the near side, bumped out of bounds, very near the 1st down marker. And Gus, that's a lost art, as they're going to say move the chains to the 50. Tavarius Littles with the stop out of Plant City, Florida, for Missouri Valley. But you don't see the stiff arm a lot today, and Trey Adger did a nice job using that technique.
Yeah, especially at a wide receiver. That was a nice job by Trey. Able to get the stiff arm, pick up the first down. The Ravens moving forward on this possession.
Motion to the right side. Quarterback looks that way, pulls it back down, now goes over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open. It's going to be caught. Levi at the 25-20. Reed to the 15-10. Reed Levi down the left side. He's in. Ravens touchdown. Reed Levi took that pass around the 25-yard line and just outran the cornerback. And this is like a size mismatch. Reed Levi, 6'4", 223. Since when does a guy that size outrun a 5'7", 155-pound corner?
Yeah, you'd see the cornerback, Gerald Osborne, on the play. He had no intentions of trying to tackle Reed Levi. He just kind of reached in, tried to punch the ball a couple times, and then gave up.
Cullen Brunner for the PAT, and he drills it, and we've got a timeout on the field. The break in the action occurring here at 6:40 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Benedictine 9, Missouri Valley nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As Ron Bonner will take the Benedictine kickoff at the 10-yard line, skirt up the left side and bump that out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline around the 23-yard line. Valley will have their third possession of the afternoon. First and 10 of the 23. And just for Missouri Valley, midfield is absolutely foreign territory to them. In fact, I don't think they've gotten beyond their own 35 yet today.
They haven't. They have put together a couple of good possessions where they picked up some first downs, but those are possessions that started at their own 10. And so the problem for Missouri Valley is they just haven't been able to put together a nice possession to get into Raven territory.
Lead them up to the line of scrimmage. Missouri Valley center, Adam Balkin, 330-pounder out of Memphis. Here's a pass over into the left flat. They run this play a couple of times earlier, hitting him on the lateral, and it goes into the hands of Isaac Bowsley. Good for 2 or 3 yards. And once more, Tyler Tierney. Isn't it good to see Tyler healthy? You could tell this is a much more healthy Tyler Tierney than we had earlier in the season.
Yeah, and you're starting to see this Raven defensive unit start to get healthy, right? You're seeing Connor Walker back. You've got Jalen James playing well. Tyler Tierney back there. So, yeah, things are starting to look up for this Raven defense.
It is a second down 8 at their own 25-yard line. Valley with the ball, and Benedict, and look at them go to 4 down linemen, 2 linebackers, and then they pushed up on the outside. Really, there's only one over-the-top cover man. Here's a pass in the middle. Batted away! Knocked to the ground by Isaac Anderson. What a nice play by that big defensive tackle.
Talk about the Raven defense starting to get a little healthier. Good to see on that play Evan Aguiar into the backfield, putting a little pressure on the quarterback, having to let go of that thing a little quicker than he would have liked.
You know, Isaac Anderson is not the biggest, not the tallest. He may be the biggest, but he's not the tallest guy out there. Getting a hand on that was a great athletic effort. Third down and 8. Valley back to throw again. Quarterback steps up, gets a short pass away, and he's got room at the 35, at the 45. Pushed out of bounds at the 48-yard line. And that was a good job of Darian Cole by just taking what was available to him. Didn't pick out the guy. I don't think that's where he wanted to go with that pass, but he saw Jason Ramos, and Ramos was open, hits him, and then the ball carrier, the freshman, was able to run it downfield for some nice additional yardage.
Yeah, finally coming over to make the stop for the Ravens, Adam Wilbers, the safety, and now here we go. Missouri Valley out near midfield at the 48.
Their best field position of the day. First and 10. Couple of yards short of infield, back is Cole. Looks left, throws left, undefended and incomplete. The pass out of the reach of Jeremiah Brandt.
That time you ran the running back, Jeremiah Brandt, out of the backfield on almost a little wheel route. He was being guarded by Connor Walker, but that's a tough matchup for a middle linebacker to try to get out and be one-on-one in open space with a running back.
From Missouri Valley, you'll notice we have first-line players. Your starting quarterback is a senior. Your starting running back is a senior. But then you start looking at, you know, peripheral players, a lot of freshmen and sophomores out here on this team. Second down to 10. Still at the room, 48. QB, three-step drop. Now steps back three or four more, and now he's going to run with the ball, and he's got room. Gets to the 50, and goes head first, and that's a bad idea. There's a penalty marker coming out, and I don't know. Is that a – did you think they think that he hit him hard, speared him?
Yeah, but I feel like the quarterback dove forward, so he's
by
not,
going head
yeah,
first.
He's not giving himself up.
No.
And I feel like the defender turned his back, and I don't know. I'm not a fan of this call. I wouldn't be shocked if we see this flag picked up.
Benedictine head coach Joel Osborne on the near side. He's having a word with the side judge over here. Taking a head count, making sure they all got back.
I'm telling you.
That's taking a long, long time talking this over. And again, I mentioned it in the description of the play that he had gone head first. Not like we see Garrett Kittle at feet first when you give yourself up. There you go. Exactly. That was well done by this officiating crew. They took a moment, but they got the call right, and we move forward.
Yeah. I like that, right? Talk it over, make sure everybody's on the same page, get it all figured out, and realize that the quarterback diving head first doesn't exactly get those same protections.
Third down, 5. Back to throw, Darian Cole. Looking. Chased out of the pocket. Penalty markers for a hold. Cole this time is going to slide feet first. Thinks he's got the first down, but he's wrong.
Yeah, right there, the Ravens had good pressure back there. You had Isaac Anderson. You also had Tyler Wilson getting after the quarterback, and you're going to get a hold. Way back at the 48.
You got one of those big linemen, and because they've got some big guys out here, Missouri Valley, recruit very well from Hawaii, from American Samoa, and some of those guys, 6'4", 280, 6'1", 290, 6'1", 330. I mean, we're talking about some very big, strong, young athletes.
You want me to go on that recruiting trip?
Yeah.
I will go to Hawaii.
You would go?
Right?
Third down and 15 for Valley. They have been going back and forth and back and forth all day. They've had a lot of penalties. Quarterback is back to throw. Hit as he releases. The pass is off the extended fingertips of the receiver. And Oswan Barner should have caught that ball.
Yeah, Oswan Barner went headlong, and that ball hit off both hands. And the problem is he kind of tipped it in the air a little bit. Tyler Tierney just couldn't get over there quick enough to make the interception, and it'll be the punt return unit out for the Ravens.
Because Oswan Barner, you have been on his high school football field.
I have, yeah.
Because he's an old Burleson Elk.
Hit 35 to the Renfro exit.
That's it. Snap is back. The punt by the Vikings is away, and it is a good high, deep kick taken by the Ravens at the 8-yard line. Bounce it to the right side. Buteau returns it to the 15, and Benedictine is going to have a long field in front of it. First and 10 at its own 15-yard line. We're down to 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and the Ravens in front. Are you ready for this? 9-0. No field goals here, guys. That narrows down how it had to have happened. BC will run out onto the field. Gus, last week we saw them in head-to-toe white. This week we will see them head-to-toe black uniforms with the black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, red and white lettering and trim. Ravens on offense, single running back to the right side of the quarterback. That's going to be Damon Wagon back there, who will take the wraparound handoff, cut into the left side of the line, and really earn about 1 yard.
Yeah, they're going to give him one, maybe forward progress of a 2-yard gain, but still tough running in the middle for Damon Wagon. Now the Ravens are going to take Buteau out and bring in Gathright.
That tackle made by Chase Ohm, a defensive end, 6'3", 245. Second down and long for Benedictine. Ravens inside their own 20-yard line, leading at 9-0. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Moshe will go to the left side. Ravens are going to flood the left side. It's going to be the jet sweep. And here comes Gath right to the 20. Puts his head down, 25. And very close to the first down. They're going to say move him. First and 10.
Nice forward progress right there by Gathright. Aiden Schwarzer, another Burleson Elk, came in and made the top stop on the play. Another freshman. So Missouri Valley went down to Burleson and didn't go to Centennial. They went over to Burleson High School and grabbed a couple Elks, and those freshmen have stepped up pretty well here today.
Getting a lot of playing time this season, certainly for the Vikings. Ravens, first and 10 from their own 27. Garrett Kettle, back to throw. Looking long. Now he's going to roll left. Steps up. Wide open. Gathright 40. 5:50. Gathright 45. Pulls his way to the 41-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 42. Tavares Littles. Well, the freshman of Plant City, Florida, may have just saved a touchdown right there.
Yeah, that time the Ravens did a good job of finding Gathright wide open over the middle and able to pick up good yardage into Missouri Valley territory. And, yeah, you talk about the freshman, Tavares Littles. Benedictine with a lot of freshmen. You're seeing a lot of teams around the conference playing freshmen this year.
Jacob Gathright, that was his 11th catch on the season. He's got three touchdowns so far this year. Looking to add to that. Here's a handoff on the jet sweep to Javon. Todd to the 40. He gets outside to the 35. Cannot keep his balance down to the 34-yard line. Extended a hand. Was able to lunge forward and pick up that last yard to the 34. And Tavares Littles again has to make a big, big tackle. And speaking of big, well, coming into the game for Missouri Valley, is that 76? And I don't have him on my roster. Oh, 75. We're going to pick out Isaiah Stark, 6'2", 330. A big man anchoring the front of that defensive line. Second down and a pair for the Ravens. They're going to shift their running back over to the right side of the quarterback and throw that way. Hit at the line of scrimmage and picking up absolutely nothing.
It's going to be Jonah Roberts out there for the Ravens on the reception and for Benedictine. Maybe even a loss of a yard on that pass play.
Yep, Jonah Roberts. We've seen him play a few snaps earlier in the season. He's a redshirt freshman, 6 foot, 185 pounds, a really nice-sized running back. And he is out of Windsor, Missouri. When they're said and done, they're going to say he actually lost a yard on that play. Ravens are facing a third and down three. They're at the Valley 35-yard line with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. BC leads at 7-0. Ravens still going to move the football in front of the big homecoming crowd today. Wraparound handoff. Straight ahead running. Head down, pulling forward, and it's going to be short of the first down by close to a yard, a little over half a yard.
Yeah, so on third and three, give them two on the carry. That time in the middle for Missouri Valley making the stop, it was Isaiah Starks running the ball for Benedictine. Is that going to be Damon? Yeah, Wigan on the two-yard carry.
So for the Ravens, it is fourth down, and it is no hesitation. They laid the offense out there. Quarterback Garrett Kettle is going to do something he does seldom. That is step up under center. So does that mean he's going to just submarine and sneak this thing forward? Motion will go to the right side. It's in the person of Buteau. Handoff is going to go to the running back. Wigan will cut to the right, pick up a first down, ride the wave to the 30, ride the wave to the 25, ride the wave to the 21-yard line. That turned into a nice gain. Warren Benedictine and Damon Wigand advances the chains to the 22.
Yeah, nice run by Wigand going off the right side, and that time just following some good blocking over there. And who is that the Ravens have in? Got a new tight end type out there.
Gathright stays in the ball game, and he will switch over to the right side. Pete Cadena is going to go wide to the left for Benedictine.
They're going to kind of stack Aaron Parks over there on the right side.
And into the opening quarter comes before the Ravens can get the snap away. We're taking a break. Interesting. Opening quarter to find the Ravens with the lead. We'll be back for the second. After one, Benedictine 9, Missouri Valley nothing.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Honey Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Honey Liquor.
Welcome back to the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second quarter. Ravens in front, 9-0. Quarterback Garrett Kittle is back, rolls left, hit as he releases the ball. He's got a receiver open, caught at the 10-yard line and knocked out of bounds. It is first and goal, Benedictine at the 10. How about that, Trey Adger? Now, you like this better, Gus. They're going to say not at the 10, but in fact they say he stepped out at the 11. So it's first and 10 at the 11-yard line for the Ravens. Garrett Kittle took a bit of a hit as he released the ball, but the senior, he's got the wherewithal, and he stood in there and delivered a very, very nice pass. BC's going to shuffle in and out. Out of the ballgame is going to come Reed Levi. First and 10, Benedictine. Quarterback will keep it himself, a little QB draw, right side, inside the 10, maybe to the 9. A couple of yards for Garrett Kittle, and Gus, he kind of slow ran that into the middle. He was following his big center, Zion Mathis, but not able to get that second block that might have sprung him.
That time, Kevontae Legree, the big freshman defensive lineman out of Savannah, Georgia, did a great job of just kind of slow playing that ball down the line as well and was able to kind of turn his shoulder pad sideways, get in the backfield, and make a hit on the play.
Ravens 4-3 on the season. Look at it. Add to that win column. Here's a handoff left side. It's going to be taught, hit at the line of scrimmage, and will be stopped for no gain. Again, Tavares Littles for Missouri Valley, the free safety with the stop. And what happened on that play was, Jay Sean, I think, without question and with no argument, is the fastest guy in the conference. I've said that earlier in tonight's broadcast or today's broadcast. And yet, when you slow down and stop, you're faster than no one.
Yep, and that time, Missouri Valley did a great job of cutting off the edge. They got into the backfield, tried to turn Jay Sean back inside. There was nowhere to go for him. Drake Prey is going to be the running back on this third down play.
Hazuga is going to be over here on the right side for Benedictine with Trey Adger.
He doesn't have a clue what the play is either.
Nope. Hutto is over there. He's moving around. Quarterback is back. He wants to throw over the middle. It's batted away and knocked free, incomplete.
That time, Greg Travis, a junior out of KCMO, makes the play on the ball, able to knock that thing away. And the reason I say that Peyton had no clue where or what that play was, because he started on the outside of Trey. Trey grabs him, moves him on the inside. He gets close. Trey pushes him over a little further, and I was just, you could tell that on that play, Peyton was more of a body out there.
So the Ravens are going to elect to go for a 27-yard field goal, which is airborne off the toe of Cullen Bruner, and it is no good, and the Ravens continue to really struggle with some of the special teams.
Yeah, he started on the left hash and pushed it outside the right upright, and so a tough break right there for the Ravens, and what, Cullen Bruner now we'll fall to 50% on the season when it comes to field goal attempts.
And the Ravens have utilized a lot of different talented guys at that kicking position. And I think even as we are in game 8 of the year, they are still looking for that kicking guy. 12:57 to go in the opening half. Valley's going to come out of this smelling like a rose. They did a great job defensively. They kept the Ravens out of the end zone. They kept the Ravens off the scoreboard. And they will put their offense on the field from their own 20-yard line with a first and 10. Cole is the quarterback. It's a familiar spot. Passes to running back coming out of the backfield. Catches it at the line of scrimmage. And angling over to the right side is going to be Isaac Bowsley. He will pick up the first down. They'll move the chains. Valley, first and 10 to their own 30. We're going to mark him. They're going to mark him all the way to the 33. A good, generous spot by the officiating crew here this afternoon. You talked about Paul Troth, head coach of the Vikings in his 20th season. Coach Troth is also the offensive coordinator for this team. And because unlike some of the Missouri Valley teams in the past, this team has not really rolled up the points that they're used to. Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to be caught running across the line of scrimmage and getting beyond the 35-yard line. Bumped out of bounds near the 40. And a gain of some 7 on that first down play. Long way to go in this. Clock rolling at 12:15 to play in the first half. Valley takes a look at the sideline, takes a look at the wristband.
comes out over the ball, and that's Charles Bradley. He's an old skeeter out of Mesquite, Texas. Second down short. QB play action. Nobody tricked. He runs right into the arms of Connor Walker.
Yeah, Connor Walker, Dwayne Lacy, able to combine on the sack right there. And you want to compound it? I feel like we're probably going to see a hold against Missouri Valley, and that's going to be an easy decline.
Darian Cole had that really unfortunate experience of rolling to his left in this instance, seeing there's nowhere there, so he turns around to run to the right, and as he turns, is immediately run into by Connor Walker, who is closing on him from the backside fast.
Yeah, and that's been a problem for Evangel this season is sacks, right? Last week against Evangel. Yeah, Valley. Last week against Evangel, they gave up 4 sacks, so it's been tough sledding for the quarterback this season.
Third down, 10. Cole setting up the screen, delivers it, and the Ravens sniffed it out. That was perfectly played by Tyler Wilson. This senior, because he's seen that play before, no one was tricking him. He did not over-pursue and get into the offensive backfield, laid back, stayed where he belonged, and made that nice tackle. It is fourth down, 13. Benedictine will put Austin Buteau back in the field for this punt return. And punter Robert Conchola at his own 15. Snap back, helmet high, boot is away. Again, it is short. And an up man for the Ravens are going to take it down the right side. It's going to be traded to the 45, to the 50, up the right edge to the 45, and down to the 42-yard line. And again, Gus, Benedictine tricked everybody on the field. And here's what happens as the kick is away. Buteau is back there for the return. Well, Trey Adger is also back there, but you kind of don't notice him. He stands over toward the side. Buteau's looking up, and he's like he's going to field the ball, and then he acts like he's caught it and starts running, when all the time it was caught by Adger, who was coming up the right side, and no kick coverage guy noticed him until it was very late.
Yeah, Trey does a great job, too, of selling it. He keeps his hands down to his side. He doesn't really give it away too early, and a great job of the Ravens special teams unit.
Here's a handoff straight ahead running for Benedictine, and that's going to be, is that Josh Roberts out there? It is for BC. He'll have a short gain as the Ravens are now at the 40-yard line of Missouri Valley. This possession beginning with some excellent field position.
So for the Ravens, it'll be their fourth time out on the field. They've had a punt, a touchdown, and a missed field goal. And the Ravens now going to bring Buteau in, and he will replace Harry O'Neill.
Second quarter is moving slowly. We're still 10.5 minutes to go before halftime. A lot of stuff coming up at halftime here in the stadium and on the broadcast. We've got a superb halftime interview. Here's a handoff into the middle, and Wigan is going to find nothing. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tynan Braymiller out of Clinton, Missouri, for Missouri Valley with the stop. We're going to talk to new Hall of Fame inductee, Coach Dennis Murphy, at halftime. If there's a guy who you could talk to for 15 minutes, and if you wanted to, for 15 hours, you know, with stories and just great content, he is the guy, a delight to visit with, and glad to see him getting the recognition he deserves. So we've got Coach Murphy on with us at halftime. Third down and long, and the Ravens back to throw. The pass is over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10, and Trey Adger to the 6-yard line.
I thought that pass was intended for Jacob Gathright because he kind of turned around, threw his arms up. It went over his hands, but able to cut it off was Trey Adger. A big play in the Ravens. Looking at now a first and goal, and this thing going to be marked all the way down to the 7-yard line.
Did someone run a wrong route here?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I thought. It's first and goal at the 7. You mentioned out of the game, Jay Sean, and Ravens are going to bring in a little more strength. Harry Balke, 6'4", 220 pounds, big tight end. And the Ravens are going to load up on tight ends and blocking on the edge. And now Benedictine going to take a timeout. Joseph, we're going to do it. 8:59 to go in the opening half in Atchison. BC, 9, Valley, nothing.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Taking a timeout. Let's see what they've drawn up. And it's going to be Garrett Kettle racing to the edge. Touchdown, Ravens! Garrett Kettle, because it was drawn up, sprint to the cone, exactly what he did. He's in for the score.
Yeah, an 8-yard touchdown run right there. Give credit on the lead block to Damon Wigan, able to seal off that edge a little bit. And there's just nobody out there. I think with all the motion going to the right side, Missouri Valley sold out. They really thought it was going to be one of those jet sweeps instead. Just a quick quarterback keeper on the left side.
Cullen Bruner missed one from about this same range a moment ago on the field goal. He'll try the PAT here. It is down and up, and we'll wait for the call. It's good. Joseph once again. Now at 8:53 to go in the opening half. Benedictine putting together a bit of a lead. Ravens 16, Missouri Valley nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Benedictine kick is short. Four return men for Missouri Valley. Two short and two back. Run together, converge on the ball, collide, and in a Keystone Cops maneuver, all of them fall to the ground. And it's going to be first and 10 for Missouri Valley at their own 23-yard line. Wow. Fortunate for the Vikings that they did not turn that ball over on that near miscue kick. Return 8:50 to go in the opening half. Benedict now leading in the ball game at 16-0. Wing to the left, receivers to the right. Quarterback Darian Cole rolls over, pass out of the backfield, caught at the 20, up to the 30, and a first down up the right side is going to be gained by Isaac Bowsley. And Gus, that is column one, page one in the playbook. That play right there out of the backfield.
Right, and I think that's the game plan right now for Missouri Valley, right? Quick passes out of the backfield, try to get their backs in a little space. They're not looking to hit the home run with every play, but they are looking to pick up three or four per play.
Wide receiver is going to go to the left side in Keenan Young. Going to have a slot to the left. Now they'll overload the left side with motion. And the handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll find a little room, and then the feet just kind of shoot out from beneath him, and suddenly there was just no gain on the play. I thought possibly running back was going to have an opportunity to pick up a few yards, but Kenneth Sanford got nothing there. Gavin Spangler saw to that.
Yeah, Gavin Spangler did a great job of attacking quickly and downhill. The number two tackler on this team makes another one for Benedictine. How about this? Coming into the ball game, Gavin Spangler with 38 tackles this season continues to add them up here in the first half.
Second down and just a short 10. Markers go down and before the ball gets snapped. Valley has suffered at the penalties so much today as Oklahoma is going to add to their 4-point lead now.
It was on a 4th and 3 and should have had him in the backfield. Yeah, so for Missouri Valley, penalties have been a little bit of a problem so far here in the first half.
They're going to be marched back to their own 35-yard line, looking out at a second down 14. 7.5 to go in the second quarter, midpoint, exactly. QB back to throw again, looking downfield. There's a hold, no penalty. The throw down the middle, and it's going to be caught across midfield, and a great job of focusing on the ball by Keenan Young, tackled immediately by Jackson Hoskins. However, Darian Cole, given that much time, was able to single out a receiver and make a big, big gain. First and 10 across midfield for Missouri Valley.
We're talking about the penalties for Missouri Valley. How about this? They have 6 penalties for 51 yards so far in this first half. Last week against Evangel, they had 2 penalties in the entire game for 10 yards.
First and 10 Vikings at the Benedictine 47. Trips left and 2 to the right side. Well, it looks like now they are going to look to throw the ball a lot. Quarterback is back, fires one, right side, caught inside the 35-yard line. And Gus, that was just an error downfield by Hagan Losa, who got turned around and lost the ball, didn't defend the pass, and it was going to be complete for about 25.
Yeah, well, the breakdown came with how they guarded that, right? Never should an outside linebacker be lined up against a slot receiver. I mean, it's just probably a bad recipe over there, and Hagan did his best, but just not quick enough to keep up with that slot receiver.
And now inside the Benedictine 25-yard line, this is Missouri Valley's best possession so far this afternoon. They're looking for their first points of the day. Quarterback will hand off to his running back. It's going to be a halfback pass back to the quarterback. He'll make the catch at the 30, 25, and tackled from the behind at the ankles at the 21 by Tyler Wilson. Gus, a lot of fluff in that play for only a couple of yards gained.
Yeah, Tyler Wilson did a great job, the outside linebacker for Benedictine. He realized the play right away, started flowing backwards, and that's what really threw the play off. Because if Tyler Wilson goes downhill after the back, that's wide open on the backside. So great job by him staying home.
Second down, 8 at the Raven 22-yard line for Missouri Valley. Quarterback, again, a little straightforward running this time and busted to the right side, getting into the second layer of the defense and picking up about 4 or 5 yards goes Kenneth Sanford.
That time he ran right into Isaac Anderson, and Anderson doing a good job of being able to push the play back. It'll bring up now a third down for Missouri Valley, and for them, it's going to be a 3rd and 3. Ravens going to make a handful of substitutions across the defense, including a couple defensive linemen. Dwayne Lacy, the last guy into the field.
Yeah, Valley's going to take out their H-back, 6'2", 235, Daniel Munoz. Also going to take out one of the other tight ends and bring in receivers. Quarterback is back on a third down call. Now he's going to roll, and now he's going to run. He'll pick up a first down. He will go to the 5 and feet first. He learned his lesson early in the game today. Darian Cole has set the Vikings up with a first and goal at the 5.
Yeah, that time Cole did a great job. Waited, nothing produced downfield, so able to just tuck the ball, pick up the first down, and now it'll be a first and goal for the Vikings at the 6-yard line.
Clock moving along briskly. We're at 4.5 minutes left in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Last year against Benedictine, Missouri Valley did not have a play in the red zone. This will be their first one here today at the 6. Long count, Cole gets a snap, running back, straight ahead, down to the 5. Kenneth Sanford, 1 yard, and he earned it. Jordan Malcolm, because who would have expected inside the 6-yard line for your free safety to make that stop for one?
Yeah, Jordan Malcolm did a great job of getting downhill and able to make the stop. Now the Ravens are trying to rush guys in Valley up over the football.
Second to go from the 5-yard line. Now that they've gotten the defense in, Cole is going to slow this thing back down. Takes his time. Very long count. Back to throw. Looking right. Now chased out. Now throwing on the run. He's got his man, and he drops it. Looking over to the right side to Keenan Young. Josh Morris. A nice job of really getting in the way as much as anything and keeping that pass from being completed in the midpoint of the end zone. It will bring up a 3rd and goal for Missouri Valley.
Yeah, great job by Josh Morris, able to get a hand in there. Now the Ravens are going to race in another defensive lineman. This time you're going to see Will Hurtado check in for Benedictine.
Losa also will come back in, the red shirt freshman out of Katy, Texas. 3rd and goal, Valley. They may be in four-down territory here today, too, considering some circumstances. They're at the five-yard line. Quarterback Cole is back. Timing pattern, left corner of the end zone, and he just overthrew his intended receiver. Again, they were picking on, that time, Jordan Malcolm, the 5'9 free safety, and they had a big, tall receiver out there, but 6'2 Jason Ramos could not even catch that tall pass.
Back corner fade in the end zone. I mean, that is the right call.
The right call.
And that time just overthrew him a little bit. So, an incomplete pass. It'll bring up now fourth down. And they're going to go for three.
It would appear that it's going to be the three-point effort. The ball at the 5, the spot at the 12, a 22-yard field goal attempt by Jimmy Larman. It is down. It is up. It hits the upright! And it went through. It hit the left upright. The standards are still shaking. And I thought maybe it was going to kick out. It went across and landed, 2 feet behind the crossbar. And Missouri Valley is on the board. Taking a break, Joseph, 3:27 to go in the half. Benedictine 16, Mo Valley 3.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
The Missouri Valley kickoff away. It is short, bounces to the 25-yard line, and catching it on the hop on a dead run the other direction is Drake Prey. Drake runs into a couple of defenders, runs over the first one, and he's up to the 37-yard line. Gosh, you don't want to give a big, strong guy like Drake Prey a running start at that football. Ravens at their own 37-yard line to begin this series. First and 10, Benedictine. Here's Garrett. Kettle is back, flares it right side, Trey. Edger, 35, 40, 45. He'll be a yard short of the first down, sticks. Trey Edger, tackled, and tell you what, he did a nice job of just moving it forward, being patient, Jared fueling for Missouri Valley with that stop. Second down and a pair. BC at the 45. Plenty of time for the Ravens. Just inside 3 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine with an opportunity to add more. Reed Levi swings over to the left side. The handoff is going to go to Damon Wigand. Wigand crosses the first down marker, gets across the 50, and a nice gain of about 8 for Damon Wigand. And the Ravens will advance the chains. It's first and 10, BC at the 48. Ravens going no huddle. They'll quickly race out over the football. Dashing to the near side is going to be Austin Buteau. He is way, way, way wide to the right. And the handoff, again, Wigand straight ahead for 3, down to the 45.
Drew Patterson, the safety and leading tackler for Missouri Valley, able to come up and make the stop on that play. Quickly, the Ravens back up over the football. They are in the 2-minute drill.
Second down, 7. Ravens at the Viking 45. Garrett Kittle is back to throw, fires one. Deep, Buteau pushed and shoved, and no marker at the 10-yard line. They will regard that as an incomplete forward pass. Buteau being covered very, very closely downfield. That's going to be Londo, I think, down here that's working with him. Ravens now 3rd down, 7. Harry O'Neill is going to come in for Benedictine. Gathright is going to go wide to the left side. Javon is going to go slot left. Man, that's a hard duo to handle right there. Motion comes right side, 3rd and 7, Benedictine. Strong guys right side, fast guys left side, quarterback's back. Garrett's falling down as he throws the ball, and it is going to be incomplete. Coming back, trying to make the catch, Terry O'Neill could not get a handle on it. and the Ravens look now at a fourth down, and I'm not so sure they won't leave the offense out there.
Yeah, right now it looks like they're going to keep the offense out on the field. Last year against Missouri Valley, they were one of two on fourth downs, and they're going to bring Damon Wiegand back onto the field for this fourth down and seven call.
And this time they're going to bring the receivers in tighter, just one wide, and that's wide to the left side. Fourth down, seven. Garrett taking a world of time. Now it's not very high. He picks up, and it's a quick kick. Garrett Kettle kicks it. It lands at the 10. It goes to the 5 and bounds into the middle of the end zone. So it didn't quite pan out, but it didn't hurt anything.
It's going to be the second punt of the year, right?
Yeah.
You remember way back in week one, it was a little warmer than this when we were in Oskaloosa, Iowa. And he had his first punt of the season that time. Just got a little too much behind it. Kicks it out of the end zone. So Missouri Valley, start this possession at their own 20.
Okay. We talk about athletes, and we mentioned, you know, really fast guys like Javon and... You know, we go up and down the list, but when you talk about complete athletes who could do just about anything on the field, if you don't talk Garrett Kettle, you're missing a boat here, because what does Garrett do? Garrett throws the ball, Garrett runs the ball. Garrett kicks the ball, Garrett provides kick coverage on the special teams. Garrett Kettle wants to play football, and he can do any spot, I think, on the field. Here's a short pass for Valley on the first down. That's good for about 4 yards to the 24-yard line. Connor Walker with the Ravens stop, and we're at a minute and a half to go in the half. By the way, it's a minute and a half to go in the half here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, just in case you were wondering. Second down, six. Cole is back, going deep, straight over the middle, and it nearly picked off the pass. Well, it's downfield and intended for Aswan Bonner, but it is out of his reach, and Aswan had drawn a lot of attention in that defensive backfield, had three guys kind of in a triangle around him. Goes incomplete. Clock stops at a minute 20 to go before halftime. Third down, four for Missouri Valley. You know, the Vikings getting on the board, that was kind of a big deal for them. They ultimately had to settle for the field goal. But at least getting the goose egg off the board before halftime would be something for them to go into the locker room with at halftime. QB's back to throw, rolling, throwing, caught at the 30 and tackled instantly, but it's going to be enough for the first down. Get Josh Morris that one.
Yep, Josh Morris, Javai Bloomquist over there for Benedictine. But again, continuing to move the sticks right now is Missouri Valley, and with that, they'll get to stop the clock momentarily.
Yep, moved it to the 31-yard line, getting the first down by a single yard. Cole back to throw again. Ravens hit him. Ravens sack him. He's back inside the 20-yard line. That time, Darian Cole could not find a receiver, and Benedictine all over him. The first guy back there. Let's see, who could it? Oh, yes. It's Jalen James again.
Yeah, Jalen gets back to the second guy to help clean it up, Solomon Wallace. And with that, the Ravens are going to utilize the timeout.
Taking a break, Joseph. 50 seconds to go in the half. It's BC 16, Valley 3.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's Valley with it. Second down call. And quarterback is going to roll over and throw it. It's incomplete.
Yeah, it's going to be knocked down right there by the Ravens. And knocking that ball down was going to be Solomon Wallace. As PG was trying to get your attention for a
moment. Oh, where's he at? I don't even see him anymore.
Straight down.
Oh, I got him.
hard to miss.
Yeah, yeah.
So with the incomplete pass, that's a tough break right there for Missouri Valley because that's going to stop the clock. It'll be now 3rd and 22, and they're backed all the way up to their own 19-yard line.
So 3rd down in about a forever. 46 seconds to go in the half. Ravens with a 13-point lead as we approach intermission. Long count, Darian Cole. Back to throw. This time he doesn't waste a lot of time. Gets it away to his running back out of the backfield, who's able to advance the ball for some yardage, but
running out of
half of it.
Yeah, but running out of bounds was not the correct play right there. Was Jeremiah Brandt will run out of bounds, and now that'll bring up a 4th down, and the Ravens will get to save one of those timeouts.
Well, Jeremiah Brandt last year didn't have a catch against Benedictine. 1 catch, 8 yards against the Ravens last year. 17 TDs this year, but that time, as you mentioned, by going out of bounds, he will provide the Ravens with an offensive opportunity. And the BC return duo at their own 35-yard line. Kicker takes a snap, boots it away. His very best kick of the day. It is high and hanging, does not turn over, and Trey will take it at the 33-yard line of the Ravens, and BC will have half a minute to see if they can add anything to the scoreboard before we take our intermission break. And I will tell you that for the Ravens, again, they tried a field goal. It was unsuccessful. So for BC to really score, they got to walk it in, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to dial it up a little bit here on this offensive possession. And that's something that I think Coach Osborne doesn't have a problem with, right?
Yeah, and this is your scenario. This is the thing, you know, offensively at the end of the half that you always, always like, because the Ravens are going to have the ball at the end of the half and to begin the second half. Garrett is back. Pass over the right side and nice catch. Pushed out of bounds is Buteau on the near side, and they will stop the clock at the 38-yard line. And they're going to say Benedict to take it a timeout. We'll hang on to it here.
Yeah, they're going to say that forward progress was stopped within the field of play, so Benedict and had to burn their second timeout. And Coach Osborne, quick play on 1st down, and I think I'm a little surprised that Missouri Valley wasn't playing, you know, that deep prevent type defense. I think for Benedictine, here's your chance to really, you know, turn loose some of your burners.
Looking around the great crowd here this afternoon, there are fellow Hall of Famers. You point out Pat Giller, Raven Hall of Famer, as we came into the game today. We've talked to several Benedictine Hall of Fame members, and really nice. Darryl Jones, we talked to him, longtime Hall of Fame guy. So it's great to see the support and the return of so many of these Ravens back home for this weekend.
Some games going on around the conference. Well, now that we're back at it, we'll talk about those in a moment.
Here we go. For Benedictine, it'll bring up a 2nd down 4. Ravens at their own 38-yard line with a 16-3 lead approaching halftime. Quarterback back, looking, throws left, and that was just a smart senior play throwing that ball away. Going to stop the clock with the incompletion. What you got going on around the countryside here this afternoon? Well, this is one of the earlier games of the day, so there can't be too many scores in yet, I wouldn't think.
You've got Grandview 42, Graceland 3 with a minute left in the first half of that game. Clark and Culver Stockton. Clark leads 3-0 early in the first, and Central Methodist Mid-America at the end of one, scoreless. The 3 o'clock games are Peru, Penn, Baker, and Evangel.
Little wraparound handoff for the Ravens on a 3rd down call. It's going to achieve a 1st down. That was some great lead blocking up the field by Creighton Prep grad Will Krenzer. Raven left guard. 1st down, they'll move the chains. Ravens back to throw again. Quarterback looking, now firing over to the near side, and it's going to be caught and diving quickly out of bounds for Benedictine. A great play by Reed Levi. 3 seconds left in the half. There is one play.
There is.
And there's only one play. And the Ravens are going to be lined up. The line of scrimmage is going to be about the 42-yard line. I will tell you that we know that this can be a successful play from this range.
Strong end zone.
Yeah. Wide to the left side. Well, let's talk. We're going to talk with Dennis Murphy about that play, too, and how a wide receiver coach has drawn that play up. Back to throw. Garrett, rolling, now going to lob it deep into the end zone. The cannons go off, and it is a cut. Touchdown, Ravens! What a play on the Hail Mary of the last play of the half! That cannon should never have been allowed to go off. What an error that was, but how about, oh yeah, Trey Atcher. A spectacular catch
from 42 yards away by Benedictine Senior from Olathe South High School, and BC has pushed its lead to 22-3. Who told somebody to shoot that thing? I would like to think they're going to tell them a few things at halftime. The placement is good. The PAT, does he get it? He does, and it's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're at Atchison, Kansas. We're at intermission. Benedictine, 23, Missouri Valley 3.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
The fall blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
There, Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, finds the Ravens at halftime here in Homecoming 2021 with a 23-3 lead over Missouri Valley. And Gus, and well, people will, some at least, will consider a controversial final play of the opening half. The Ravens, in spite of cannon fire surrounding them, are able to complete a 42-yard pass with no time on the clock.
This is a spectacular job by Garrett Kettle to buy time, loft that pass up, and Trey Adger somehow able to come down with that ball in the end zone. So
Three receivers right there in a cluster, just like you would want them to be, and hope that somebody can tap it in the air. And so the Ravens with a lead. Here's the thing. Benedictine has come out of this ball game. They play better than they have played, you know, in some of the games this year. And yet, I come away at intermission, and this is me maybe being a little bit spoiled by these Benedictine offenses. They lead by 20 points at halftime, and I feel unfulfilled. Like they could have had more.
Yeah, you're like they left some possessions out there, right? And let's pop that one up for a touchdown. But you start the game with a punt, then a touchdown. You miss the field goal. You probably should have been a little more aggressive right there trying to get the ball into the end zone. But then you scored touchdowns on two of your last three possessions. So for the Ravens, 23 points against Missouri Valley is nice. You know, you go ahead and double that up. 46-6 would be an okay final score.
Yeah, and Benedictine would take that. And right now this crowd is outstanding. The afternoon is overcast and cool, but it is probably just about like you would dial one up for a late October homecoming afternoon. Right now the Benedictine dance troupe out of the field entertaining the great crowd. The marching band is at the ready, set to come out.
So you're saying it's a beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day in the Mocan area. With that in mind, we're going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to visit with Hall of Fame inductee Dennis Murphy. And we'll return. Second half coming up live right now. Intermission score here in Atchison. Benedictine 23, Missouri Valley 3. Joseph, good friend, take it away.
Your Raven halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. The Raven fan feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We're joined by Dennis Murphy, the newest inductee into the Benedictine Athletic Hall of Fame. Coach, how are you, man?
Good today. It's a beautiful day in Atchison.
Coach, first of all, everybody needs to know this is totally unscripted, so I don't even know where either one of us are going to go with our conversations here today. But first thing we got to throw out is, how cool is it that you got the honor and people have recognized all the years of work that have gone into what you've done at Benedictine and going into the Hall of Fame? That's got to be a cool moment.
It is a humbling experience, there's no doubt, and a lot more attention than I'm used to. I'm used to being the one in the background and let Coach Wilcox and Coach Garmeyer and all the other people take front seat, and I usually ride in the back seat. But the attention is fine and nice. Having fun with it.
Well, and are you also having fun with the retirement now that you're a year in? Is it everything is cracked up to be?
Yes. I'm getting better at doing nothing every day. So it takes time and practice, but I'm working at it, and eventually I'm going to perfect it. So.
And, of course, it allows you the time to maybe spend a little more family time because grandbabies are a fun thing, right?
Yes, we've got a brand-new four-week-old baby out in Colorado and just got back from getting to see her. And then our four-year-old granddaughter is also a great fun thing. The grandfather thing is a great job to have.
Well, let's talk about the great job that you had at Benedictine with football and with coaching and with instructing up there. First of all, you know, you've worked with so many teams and so many great guys over the years. There have to be, you know, it's got to be hard to pick out a guy or a team, but I would think that particularly like postseasons were a big thing and a lot of fun.
Sure. There's, getting to be able to get to the playoffs was always kind of the goal. And being able to be successful throughout the season was, you know, something we worked at every day. Being able to, get into the playoffs and being able to play a couple more games than just the first one was always the plan. You know, it didn't always work out like that, but we're very fortunate. You know, I mean, you look at how many teams never even get to take a sniff at being able to have any kind of post activity, we've been able to do it a lot. So that's really a neat thing to do.
First year that Benedictine made into the postseason, I mean, there for a while, you know, the program was young and you were just kind of growing and getting it figured out. And then you started getting close, and then finally it was kind of that breakthrough moment when you got to the postseason. That had to be like a big deal for a lot of reasons, making it and getting there.
Yeah, well, getting to play in Northwestern Iowa in Amelia Earhart Stadium was an eye-opener because it was so unbelievably cold that day. Then they walked out in half shirts and playing in freezing cold weather because they're used to the cold, and I was standing over there with 14 coats on. So it was definitely an interesting day. Came close to beating them, you know, and they went on to be able to be real successful in the playoffs. They were always a great team, but it was always fun to be able to get into that postseason thing.
And we talk about postseasons and postseason games, and certainly, you know, that first one with Northwestern, getting them to come down here, you know, that was such a huge deal. And then people will think about the Hail Mary game and, you know, the overtimes of that. And, of course, the guy who coached the receivers for that game probably drew that last play up exactly the way it went, right?
Not at all. I'll remember distinctly. We got the ball back and we were all ready to go. And I pulled out five receivers and I said, "We got to get a lot of targets out there. Everybody fly down the field and find a location." And we had practiced it before. And Coach Wilcox grabbed me by the collar and pulled me back and says, "We need somebody under the block." So he put a fullback in for the receiver. Thank God he did, because that gave Miles just that extra minute to be able to get the ball up in the air and get it down on the field and be able to complete the pass. You know, so it wasn't all my plan by any means.
Well, we talked to Brad Hubbard earlier in the year. He was that fullback that got pulled in, and he said he was back there to backfield and said he had a wonderful view of the thing. And then, of course, It was not necessarily set up to go to Craig Johnson, who was not your tall receiver at the time, but ultimately he was the guy.
Well, he's still short, so he hasn't gotten any taller over the years, but Matt Fowler was the sweeper, and he knew what he was supposed to do, and so he ended up being bouncing around, and Matt was just following the course of the ball, and it just tipped his way just perfectly, and he was standing on the field. He had to catch the ball and dive in the end zone, so it was pretty exciting event.
Coaching receivers, I mean, I think people don't appreciate everything that's involved in being a wide receiver, particularly at the college level. They think, oh, the guy goes down the field and you throw him the ball and he catches it and it's a touchdown. Probably a little more to it than all of that.
Just a little bit. But, you know, I always kid, you know, I say, you know, the receiving isn't that difficult. You either go down, take a right, left, or keep going. But, you know, being able to fit into the system was, I think, the key to the success that our kids had. It wasn't a pass-happy offense. It wasn't it was an offense that was based on being able to run the ball successfully. And when they put nine people in the box to stop the run, then that made the passing game, you know, very successful. And we were allowed to be able to have great combinations of run and pass that allowed us to be able to be real successful and not have, you know, everybody thinking that the only thing we want to do is run the ball, or the only thing we want to do is pass the ball. Now, the success, I think, of the total picture was what we were aiming at all the time.
And that always evolved every year, because it seemed like, you know, Benedictine used many different offenses over the years that you were there, and, you know, it varied depending on the talent that you had, you know, in the athletes at the time, what their strengths and things were, that you would utilize them to best of their abilities. So sometimes, you know, there were more thrown around, sometimes, you know, there were fewer, but you were constantly changing and evolving that thing.
Well, I think it's just, you know, fitting the personnel we had. You know, we've had some guys that were great throwers as quarterbacks, and we had some, you know, receivers that were kids that could fly, you know, and really run. But that wasn't the same every year. And you needed to adjust to what they're going to be successful with and what they, you know, team can be able to get the best out of. And then, you know, what our opponents were doing, too, had a lot to do with that as well, what kind of defense they were running and, you know, the personnel that they had, and if we found a weakness, you know, we were going to take it. You know, if they were poor in the defensive line, couldn't stop anybody from running the ball, we were going to run the ball all day. You know, and if we found a weak sister in the secondary, we were going to go after him too, you know, so.
Gus and I love to watch games, whether it's high school games, college games, and one thing that we love to see, and we always talk about Dennis Murphy when we see this and how proud you would be, when you see one of those receivers 10, 12, 20 yards downfield blocking for whether it's a running back or a fellow receiver who's gotten the ball to continue that play out. Because, again, it's more than just catching it. If you're not out there watching the game, you're part of the game, and you got to do something, and blocking's a big part.
Sure. You know, I mean, they're only going to catch four or five balls a game, and that's a lot. And the other 70 plays, you know, in the game, they better be blocking. They're going to have to do their job as being able to spring a guy loose at the end. And we took pride in that. We always made the comment we want to be the best blocking wide receivers in the conference. And the kids really took to that and worked at it. When the drills that you can use for blocking aren't really the greatest drills in the world, you know, because open field blocking is more of an attitude than it is a physical aspect. So, I mean, practicing blocking isn't the easiest thing to do, but when it gets into game situation, you've got to be able to make it happen, and that's one of the things that I think our guys always really shined with, is, you know, being great blockers.
And Coach, you got to see, we were talking about, you know, the playoff game earlier. You got a lot of playoff games over the course of the season, and a couple of also, you know, thrilling bowl games. We went over to, you know, Steamboat Bowl, and we were down to the Sunflower Bowl, and we were out at the Wheat Bowl. I mean, over the years, you've seen a lot of great receivers in a lot of great venues, and surely there's some guys that maybe stand out, or a particular game or play or something that you look back on with particular pride or interest.
Well, Well, Aaron Jackson was a dynamic receiver for us. He came in as a transfer and a Division One guy, and there wasn't a whole lot of people that could hang with Aaron. He was, but very attentive kid. He came in, he had to learn a whole new offense in a very short period of time, but he lit the place up, and made things go the way that were unbelievable, and we're able to go all the way to the national championship game with Aaron. And so he was obviously going to stand out. But guys like Matt Fowler that were first-team All-American kids, when you take a look at them, if you'd, take a picture at them and say, here's the first-team All-American wide receiver, you might giggle a little bit, But, he was a hard-working kid, gave every ounce that he had, and, made some big plays for us. Connor Walsh is another first-team All-American kid that, when he first showed up, he was skinnier than me, and I was skinny at one time. And he became a lot more attentive to trying to hone his craft a little bit, become a lot better receiver than he was when he was in high school in St. Louis. And he also stood out, and then obviously became an All-American with it. But there's other guys. There's Tom Brotherton. My first year, I had three receivers: Tom Brotherton, Mike Hostey, and Russell Hines. Those guys, my first year here, they did everything I asked them to do. They never backed away from listening and paying attention. And I was first team, first year coach, so they didn't have to believe me or they didn't have to attend to me. But they did, and we ended up doing really well. Had a year of newness to the situation because of the fact that it was our first year, and we weren't that successful. But stepping stones started to appear, and we started to move in the right direction. And ultimately, it was a real neat experience for me to be able to come in and have guys be real respectful and responsible for what we asked them to do.
Well, certainly it's all worked out over the years, and the teams have been fabulously successful and probably kind of a template for a lot of other schools, that wanted to craft themselves in the mold of Benedictine. But you did get a chance to put your foot in the waters of head coaching because you were a very successful coach of the longtime JV program up here.
Yeah, the JV thing, when we first started out, became a really important thing because in our recruiting of kids, we knew that the younger guys weren't going to play, but we wanted them to gain some experience. We wanted it to be that experience to be really, really successful. And part of that was learning how to win, learning how to be able to go out and win football games and play well and demonstrate that they knew how to be successful. And that really made a difference, I think, in how the program developed, especially early in the 80s and even into the 90s, when we started seeing success, the growth of those younger guys early, I think, made a difference in them being able to be real successful as they got to their sophomore, junior, and senior year.
And, Coach, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, and I like to say this to coaches, and it's always true, your job and for you to be as successful at it as you had been during the course of your career at Benedictine would have been absolutely impossible without the right person at home keeping the home fires burning. And how is it you coaches all marry over your heads?
Well, we're all pretty lucky because none of us are that good looking. So we got pretty lucky to be able to run into some gals that were willing to put up with our nonsense is what we call it. Cause, we're gone early and we come back late and, your kids, have to adjust to it. The wife has to adjust to it, but they were tremendous in being able to adjust. This weekend, my son Sean's flying in from Denver. He's got the 4-week old and he's going to be here. And, his wife, said, you're going to the Hall of Fame dinner, regardless of what, your dad says. And my daughter's here from Virginia, she made a special effort to get here as well. So it's really neat to be able to have great family support and people that are willing to, put up with, you know, the things that we torture them with by being gone all the time.
Well, Coach, we can't thank you enough for your always being willing to take time out and visit with us and the many hours and the great things that you've done with the Benedictine program and for the school, and not just out on the football field, but don't forget that you've been a mentor in the classroom too, because you are on the front edge in the very beginning of a athletic training program up there.
Yes, with the athletic training thing? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't hear very good.
but yeah,
well,
you...
the steps taken there were really fun. You know, I mean, Tom Schrawise was our team doctor at the time, and he wanted to start an athletic training program, and so he and Jim Speary, God rest his soul, was willing to take the time to get us in the right direction, get me certified as an athletic trainer, and be able to make those moves to be able to develop a program that ended up being a real good program, you know, for the college and for our athletic department, and allowing us to be able to have first class. And right today, you know, Patrick Hodapp is running the program, and he does such a tremendous job of being able to take care of the athletes and being able to wade through some really difficult things like the last 2 years has been. So all those things kind of started from a long time ago, but, you know, it's really neat to be able to see, you know, the success of what we tried to start a long time ago to come to a head.
Last thing, Coach, 1979, you decide, I'm going to leave this gig in Seneca, going to try something new in Atchison. Did you ever think that 40-plus years later, you know, that it would have gone that well?
Absolutely not. My objective was to come here 2 years, learn as much as I could, and then, you know, go find another job, you know, because I was living in the dorm and didn't particularly want to do that. And, you know, I was paid, you know, minimally, which was okay with me because I was still in the learning phase, trying to figure out a little bit more about how to coach and how to be a good teacher and how to be a good person. So when I got here, you immediately could sense the direction of the program and where it was going to go. And that all stems from Coach Wilcox and what he had in mind and how he wanted to get it done. And, you know, it wasn't going to be a splash in the pan thing. It was going to be a long journey. And, you know, for me, I interviewed one time while I was here. And the whole time I interviewed, I felt guilty as all get out because I didn't want to be gone from Benedictine. I wanted to stay. And so I finished the interview and drove home. And the guy called up and I says, "Nah, I'm staying. You know, I'm not going to go and, you know, vacate this time." And just too neat of split situation, too fun of a, you know, of a job. It was never really considered a job. It was just a thing I got to do every day, and ended up being the greatest experience that I could ever have dreamed of.
Coach, we are all very fortunate that you made the decision to be here and to stay here, and appreciate everything that you've done. Appreciate all the conversations that we've had. We're looking forward to a lot more of them. And again, congratulations on your being inducted into the Benedictine Athletic Hall of Fame. Well earned. Good job, man.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Thank you for everything you do.
The second half is moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven Fan Feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We are at halftime. Homecoming 2021. And the Benedictine Ravens lead Missouri Valley 23-3. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing, engineering, doing all of the hard work back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you so much, as always. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. And it's great to look out there because we even have John Stammers. He is back in the stadium here today. And during this intermission, it's been an opportunity to visit with, again, so many Raven fans and faithful who have come out for this one here today. And they're going to look forward also then, of course, to the big Hall of Fame induction this evening, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more as the afternoon wears on. Ravens lead in this ball game
23-3, and they began their scoring in the most unlikely ways. Halfway through, 7:25, and they go in the opening quarter, halfway through the quarter, the Ravens get their first points of a game on a safety when Valley was getting set to punt the football away, the snap over the kicker's head, and he goes into the end zone and boots it out the back. And since then, there's been really nothing, you know, real typical about how this game has gone. Ravens led then 9-0 as Reed Levi took a 50-yard touchdown pass to the end zone. Ravens stretched the lead then to 16-0 as Garrett Kettle carried one in on his own. And Valley got on the scoreboard with a field goal late in the second quarter. And the Ravens, with one of the remarkable plays, a Hail Mary pass, final play of the opening half, and the ball's in the air. The cannon that is here, I guess, for the ROTC people, it's the first time we've ever had it here. They've had one at Valley since they started with the Model T. And it goes off, ball's in the air. Ravens catch it. Trey Adger will be credited with a 42-yard TD reception from Garrett Kettle. Ravens go to halftime leading at 23-3. It's been kind of wacky. What it means is it's been a regular Valley Benedictine kind of a game.
Yeah, when you get Valley Benedictine, you could throw a lot of things out, right? I mean, just nothing goes as you would have anticipated. The only thing at this point of the game that I'm really shocked about
is,
for the most part, our boards have been right today.
Yeah, you know, they're not too far off.
I mean, we've seen most of the players we thought we were going to see coming into today's game. So, in the second half for Benedictine, that just kind of went away from me. I don't know. There we go. In the second half for Benedictine, right, you score right before the half. Then you're going to get the ball back to start the second half. This is a big opportunity. That was way better. I don't know what you adjusted.
I got magic with this machinery.
So in the second half, you have the chance to go up 30-3 before Missouri Valley even touches the football. So for Benedictine, it's a big first half.
Beautiful smoke ring out the end of the cannon. That's spectacular. Because if I'm Missouri Valley, if I'm Paul Trott, there are so many things that I'm really unhappy with. I mean, I am just cranky and crabby and, you know, even worse than usual today if I'm him, because I'm treading at halftime. My special teams have given up a safety already in the day. The crazy cannon goes off, and I think that allowed Benedictine to score that last touchdown, and that's coming from Paul's perspective. My team is the only one who drew a penalty in the first half. Are you kidding me? And all these yards, and the Ravens haven't been penalized once. He's going over there saying, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, and his team's given up 3 sacks in the first half. I mean, just everything has snowballed for Missouri Valley, and you can kind of see why they are 1-14 in their last 15 games in the division, and that their last road win in the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division came back in 2016.
Yeah, and if you're Paul Trott, the next thing is like, all of that has gone downhill for me. I'm down 20 at halftime, and oh yeah, now I got to give them the ball to start the second half.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen right here as the Benedictine kick return unit is out on the field. We're set to go to the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you along with us here today. Ravens in the home black uniforms, Valley in white over white with orange and purple. That is one of the more unique color combinations you're going to find. Here's the boot away, end over end, and the Ravens are going to run forward, taking it at the 12-yard line. Coming around to the near side is going to be Jay Sean, hit at the 20, and he will turn sideways, knifing his way forward to the 25-yard line. It'll bring up a 1st and 10, Benedictine there, and for Missouri Valley, how about Jordan Londo with the kick coverage. Here comes your Raven offense, and in the backfield with Garrett Kittle will be running back Damon Wiegand. In the opening half, Damon carried the ball 9 times, 35 yards. And Gus, not looking to be overly critical, but Benedictine continues to search for some kind of a running game.
Yeah, you take the 11-yard run out of there, you're 8 for 24. And for Benedictine, just not getting big yardage out of the tailback.
Garrett is back to throw on the first down. Now he's going to run, tucks it to the 25, 30, picks up very close to first down yardage as he goes feet first. The official will say, as he slides down, he's a yard or so short. It'll bring up a 2nd and short for the Ravens. Other rushing numbers in the first half, you mentioned Kettle, 3 for 20. Jacob Gathright, 1 for 9. Jayshon Todd, 2 for 7. Jonah Roberts, 1 for 3. So the Ravens not getting a ton of yardage on the ground in the first half. Kettle back to throw. Defense is offside. It's a free pass. It's going to go downfield to the left side. Caught at the 30-20. Ravens are going to score. Touchdown, Benedictine. What a catch, and it's another one for Trey Adger.
That was just an impressive play by Trey Adger. You're going to get a false start. What happened was Valley jumps into the neutral zone. Kettle looks to his left, sees the flag come in. He throws one out to Trey. Trey just goes over the top of the defender, throws him to the ground, and then walks into the end zone.
Benedictine stretches its lead, and here comes the PAT. It is Cullen Bruner. No, it's not Cullen Bruner. It is going to be Sam Wilbur to kick. And the Ravens continue to seek that kick specialist. The placement, the boot, the point. We're taking a break, Joseph. That came quickly. 14:06 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine extends its lead. Ravens 30, Valley 3.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Well, the Benedictine kick away in Valley is going to have a return to the 24-yard line. First and 10 for Missouri Valley. Gus, you made an interesting observation here as we had just gone to the break.
Yeah, Trey Adger, how about this? 110 receiving yards in the last 54 seconds.
Oh, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and 2 touchdowns. But in 54 seconds.
That's a good minute of football.
Not bad.
A little wraparound handoff for Valley on their first play from scrimmage and backing his way up the field for the Vikings goes Kenneth Sanford, picking up perhaps 3 yards. And as we're just a little over a minute out into the second half, Valley has a second down and a half a dozen. 30-3, Ravens in front. The crowd is great. It is staying here, even though it's very brisk outside. You'll want a jacket at least, and a little hat maybe. Second down and a half a dozen. Motion will go to the left side. Quarterback straight ahead with the run goes Kenneth Sanford, and he's going to pick up first down yardage. Connor Walker with another tackle. Gus, it feels to me, without having checked and cheated, that we've called Connor's name a whole bunch of times today. So Connor Walker having a big afternoon for Benedictine.
Yeah, you talk about Connor Walker in the first half. He and Tyler Tierney had 5 tackles apiece, and right behind him was Josh Morris and Gavin Spangler with 4.
First and 10 for Missouri Valley at their own 35-yard line. Receivers trips left side, back to throw. Cole rolling left, looking, has his receiver turn around, and he just lost the football being guarded downfield for Benedictine by Javi Bloomquist.
Yeah, that time the receiver turned inside, the pass went outside, and just a little miscommunication. Benedictine going to take out of the ball game Joey Burke, and they're going to bring in Hurtado. Will, the 6-foot freshman out of Westside in Omaha.
A lot of people from Omaha in the stadium here today. Second down and 10. QB's back, sets up the screen. The pass is a little bit high and out of the reach of Isaac Bowsley. He doesn't have to throw it that high. Bowsley's 5'9". He doesn't have that long a reach, and he's probably lucky he didn't catch it because the defender was closing on him very, very quickly, and he was going to have taken a pretty serious hit had he pulled that ball in, it'll bring up now a third down and 10.
That time, Adam Wilbers came screaming in there. So had he made the reception, it's going to take a big hit, not gain any yards. Instead, it'll bring up a third and 10 for the Valley offense.
Jason Ramos is wide left for Valley as they'll go five wide, three to the short side on his third down 10 call. QB's going to run. He's got room. He's got daylight. He's got a first down and more across midfield and slides feet first. They're going to call him right at the 50-yard line. The coverage downfield goes by Fabian Najika. Najika out of Powder Springs, Georgia, another freshman on this team, 6'1", 185. Now, do you get credit for a tackle for that as you were the defender in proximity as the quarterback goes feet first?
Yeah, you'd be the first guy to down him.
There you go. So that is his second tackle on the year. Najika, a up-and-coming player for this Raven defense. Here's a pass out of the backfield. They'll quickly get it into the left flat where racing to the far sideline is going to be Bowsley once again. I think Bowsley, I mean, let's be very candid here. He is the favorite target of Darian Cole. We don't see him getting way downfield. We don't see him running the nine. We don't see him stretching it, you know, laterally. But when we do see him go side to side, get the ball, and they try to isolate him, get him out in a little bit of space, a little bit of broken field, and hope that he can make something of it.
Yeah, screen passes, swing passes, hitch. I mean, you know, kind of those underneath type routes is where he's going to thrive.
That time it was good for seven. Colt to Bowsley, second down three to Benedictine 43. QB back to throw, firing deep, over the middle, and is it picked? No. Nearly taken away at the 5-yard line, and down there, Tyler Tierney may have hurt himself as he leaped it, fully extended in an effort to haul that ball in. Now he's up on his feet and making his way slowly back to the defensive huddle.
Yeah, Tierney was able to get a hand on the football, but the problem was he kind of tipped it into the air. He was kind of able to tip it into the air, and the problem was the receiver was almost able to come back and make the reception.
Jordan Malcolm is going to come in, and Tyler will get a play or two to kind of gather himself. Third down three, 11:27 to go in the third quarter. Hand up in the backfield, and Kenneth Sanford started left. Nothing but defensive players trying to come back to the right. They cut him off there, and he's going to lose some yardage. Spangler and James. What a pair of defenders make that stop. It is fourth and six, and Valley's going to, they're going to go for it. No reason not to for Valley, trailing 30-3 early in the third quarter. They're at Bay Benedictine 46. They try to draw the defense off of the hard count. That does not succeed. Now, again, quarterback Cole will turn. Motion will go to the left side. He's back to throw. The blitz is on. He is hit, throws the ball, and it is juggled and battled for and caught at the first down marker. That was a spectacular catch. First of all, the throw by Darian Cole, who was in the grasp of a defender, and then throwing it between two defenders, the defenders and receiver, all with a hand on the football, but Valley somehow is able to haul that thing in. That was a spectacular offensive play.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're going to be thrilled for Valley with how that receiver was able to come up with the football in double coverage. And for the Ravens, it was good coverage, right? I mean, there was not much more that you could have done with that play.
Absolutely not. First and 10 for Missouri Valley. Now down to the Benedictine 37-yard line. 10:20 to go in the game. They finish the stop play, run up over the football, and Valley taking a timeout. We shall also, Joseph, a break. With 10:23 to go still in the third quarter, there's a lot of football yet to go. It's Benedictine 30, Missouri Valley 3.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Because I'm still trying to figure out exactly what Missouri Valley was doing there to they take that timeout. Interesting timeout with a 2nd and 9 at the Benedictine 36, still so early in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay to take a penalty there, even if the clock is going down. So, again, something that Coach Tropf wanted to discuss with his team, and they're back up after burning their first.
Two to the right, quarterback rolls right, looking right, chased, hit, throws it away. It will go as an incomplete pass, and continuing to put pressure on the quarterback, the Raven front this time. Atchison native, 6'3 freshman, Heath Baker.
Yeah, Heath Baker did a great job chasing that thing down from the backside. The quarterback was able to vacate the pocket before he threw it away, so able to avoid an intentional grounding. But it does bring up a 3rd and 9 right now for Valley.
They've been in this kind of territory before on this series. They're at the Raven 36-yard line. Valley trips left. Again, they overload the short side. Long count and back to throw Cole. He's looking right side. Now he's dancing around, trying to elude defenders, throws in traffic, and is it caught again? It is again, and a lot of pressure, and we got a marker down to the 20 where the reception was made. That could be a pass interference.
Yeah, that one's going to be a reception by Bonner, the freshman out of Burleson. So able to move the sticks that time. Great job, though, by Darian Cole to extend the play. He had Jalen James right up in his grill when he lets go of that. So I'm not so sure this isn't going to be some kind of helmet-to-helmet contact on a receiver.
I'll tell you what, Benedictine has done great work defensively, and Valley's just come up with two big plays. And they continue to visit about this here today. Hall of Fame banquet this evening here on the Benedictine campus with the inductions.
Personal foul, high hit on defensive player number 8. That's a 15-yard penalty, off the automatic first down.
And so there you have it, the Ravens, Gus, well done, just as you had called it.
So it's going to be a high hit against a defenseless receiver. Benedictine going to take out a safety. They're going to bring in a linebacker for this play. It's going to be Tyler Wilson, the senior out of San Clemente, California.
First, and we're going to call it first and goal. Yes, we are. First and goal, right nose up to the 10-yard line. Valley has been in this territory before, could not punch it in. Quarterback is going to roll right, throw right, has his man caught at the 10, down to the 5, out of bounds at the 4-yard line. They'll keep the clock rolling. Vikings moving the ball as they pass over into the right flat. And Josh Morris with the coverage for BC. The catch and run by Isaac Bowsley. Bowsley has been the receiver for this team. And when you're leading receivers, the guy coming out of the backfield, it doesn't feel to me like you're stretching the field a lot. Second and goal. Just inside the 5-yard line. We'll call it 4 yards out. And now the official stops playing. We're getting another Valley timeout. Let's hang on to it.
Yeah, Valley, they've made their way down the field. They're second and goal at the 4. Honestly, at this point, they just don't want to mess it up.
What you got to feel like is they have conceded that they're not going to win this game, but, yeah, they would like to get a touchdown.
Yeah, try to make this a 20-point game right now. I mean, and at this point, you're early on in the third quarter. There is a lot of football left to be played, but at this point, field goals are not going to help you today.
And Darian Cole is now 15 of 28 passing the football for Missouri Valley, 163 yards so far today. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier today. And also, because I also was thinking about Hamada Wealth Management. You know what? They can help you with your investments and your stock market, your plans for retirement, all that and more. You need to give them a call. Hamada Wealth Management, 928-443-7536. Hamada Wealth Management, one of our great sponsors here for Raven football. Talking about Isaac Bowsley, he is the leading receiver on this team. Not as many yards as you'd think. 4 catches for 41. Sound like he's in triple digits. Not having Trey Adger numbers.
Trey, about that. Trey Adger, 6 catches for 171 yards and 2 touchdowns. Reed Levi, your tight end, 2 for 62 and a touchdown to them.
What kind of numbers does it take for a National Player of the Week?
Need a little more than that.
Well, it's still early. We've got 9 minutes to go in the third quarter.
You got a good foundation.
Quarterback back, rolls left, throws left, man wide open, touchdown, and it was right to Isaac Bousley, the 5-yard touchdown pass. And because there was no one anywhere close as Bousley, instead of crossing in the offensive backfield, he ran forward, got just behind the line of scrimmage, and went laterally, just kind of splitting the seam in the zone defense, and untouched, goes into the end zone. PAT coming up here for the Vikings. It will be 5'10" Vianney graduate, Jimmy Larman, to kick. Benedictine will have a little penalty assessed against them on the ensuing kickoff. Holding the ball is going to be Robert Conchola, the punter. Long snap by Dawson Baker. Waiting for the Valley PAT. Hands out, stretches a bad snap, and the kick is on its way, and it is wide to the left side. And now we have a late penalty. We're going to take a break while they sort this all out. Timeout of the field. 8:54 to go in the third. It's Benedictine 30, Valley 9.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Well, if you're a Valley fan, the good news is Benedictine was penalized for running into the kicker, so Valley got to re-kick the PAT. Bad news is they still missed, so it remains 30-9.
Got a yard and a half closer, and you still missed it.
And could not put it through. And again, the Ravens had some very, very great pressure on kicker Jimmy Larman. Montefiore graduates at Benedictine, Gus, so Larman, a Vianney guy at Missouri Valley. The earlier penalty on the touchdown play itself is going to send the ball all the way up to the 50-yard line for the Vikings to boot it away. And the question is, are they just going to kick it out of the back of the end zone? Are they just going to squib this thing and allow a Raven up guy to field it?
If you ever wanted an onside kick, and I think that's 2, 4, 5, 6.
Ravens got 11.
9, 10, 11. Yeah. I think the Ravens, though, maybe going to talk with their kick unit about, hey, this would be a great time for Valley to kick an onside. See, they're going to maybe bring in the hands unit.
Yeah, because here come some guys out as Coach Osborne saw that coming.
For Valley, even if you don't get it, BC's still going to have the ball at the 40, the 38, something like that. So, again, this is the perfect time for an onside kick if you are Missouri Valley.
The Benedictine Ravens, Gus, next week are going to start our triple dip Saturday. How fun is this? It's 1 o'clock. We're going to be in Liston Stadium in Baldwin City, Kansas. It'll be Benedictine at Baker, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff next Saturday here on Care Radio. And then, as we jump in the old Care Lear, we're going to race our way back here, and we're going to wheel up to the Nolan Gym. Lady Raven basketball with Manhattan Christian College at 5:30. That will be on Care Radio. And then after that, the Benedictine men will be lacing them up. And we'll have that game on Care. So football in the afternoon, basketball in the evening. It's like a dinner and a show, man. It's like all you can hope for. Here's the onside kick, a big hop, and the Ravens do a nice job of jumping up, covering it up. That was Austin Buteau that grabbed the ball.
That was scary, right? I mean, Missouri Valley actually ran right by the ball, and finally it was Buteau to come up pick up the football, and it'll be first and 10 for the Ravens there. 8:52
to play here in the third quarter. This game is nowhere near over yet.
Both the Ravens men's coaches down here.
The brain trust is standing on the near side, cheering on Benedictine football. Ryan Moody, John Peer, over here on the mezzanine. First and 10 Ravens. Quarterback back to throw. Kettle over the middle. Wide open. Caught at the 50-yard line. Racing to the edge and not able to add a lot to it. That is Payton Hazuga, the junior from San Diego. And Gus, he didn't pick up anything. He ran laterally along the line of scrimmage, but a nice gain at the point of the reception.
San Diego, Salina, Atchison. There you go.
It's a natural progression, right? I mean, isn't that what you would expect? First and 10, Benedictine. The Ravens are across midfield. They're at the Viking 48-yard line. Little motion to the left side, and Reed Levi will settle in at the wing. Quarterback, oh, it's going to be reversed. Here goes Javon. If he can beat the first guy, he's at the 45-40, 35-30. Javon finally pushed out of bounds by a cornerback all the way down to the 25-yard line. He picks up 28 yards on that carry.
Yeah, nice job by Jayshon Todd right there on the little end around. And all the motion goes to the left. He went to the right, had a nice little wall out in front of him, and the Ravens moving the ball back down the field.
First and 10, and the Ravens used a little deception, a little trickery there, a little misdirection in order to open up that running lane down the right-hand side. This one, less creative than that. It is straight ahead running at the goal line by Damon Weigand, and the offensive line doing a good job coming off the football, giving him a little bit of daylight. He'll take it down to the 18, a gain of 9 on a first down run, and that was right up the A-gap off the left side. Second down, 1, BC. 7.5 to go in the third quarter, midway, third quarter of play. Reed Levi, the last guy coming in up the near sideline, and BC's going to have to get in and out of the huddle. Levi comes in and Hazuga out of the game for the Raven offense. BC's got Drake Prey in at the tailback spot now. They will hand it off to Drake. He'll cut right side, 20-15, Prey 10, down on the 6-yard line. That's a first and goal, Benedictine, on the wheels of the 6-foot sophomore from Tonganoxie.
Yeah, Drake Prey just brings a different attitude to the running back's room right there. Able to just run downhill, pick up good yardage, and first and goal.
Yep, Ravens go no huddle. Back to Prey, to the 5. Drake down to the 3, close to the 2-yard line, where multiple defenders finally pinball him to the ground.
Still 6:35 left here in the third quarter of play. Benedictine right now leading Missouri Valley 30-9. Ravens with the football and driving. It'll be second and goal from the 4-yard line.
BC taking plenty of time. You've got Trey Adger to the right side. You feed him. You got Buteau to the left side. You got Prey back. And of course, quarterback's under center on this second and goal call. Play action, rolls left, looking left, wide open, Reed Levi in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Reed Levi had run the crossing pattern, got himself kind of lost in the defense, was just running across the end zone from side to side at the back edge, and makes that reception as Benedictine stretches its lead now to 36-9. Here comes the Benedictine PAT effort. It will be kicked by Wilbur. It is up. It is good. Timeout. The break at 6:01 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine extends its lead. Ravens 37, Vikings 9.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Going to have you back with us, Missouri Valley. The return by Jordan Londo, and he'll bring it straight up the middle. Benedictin. Finally, the kick coverage tackle made by Solomon Wallace. Good field position, though, for the Vikings to begin this series. They're going to be first and 10 at their own 34-yard line, but because the Ravens with that score pushed their lead back again to 37-9, 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Here comes the Viking offense. Missouri Valley, three to the left and one to the right. Big running back in the backfield here now to begin this series. Long count. QB stays back, throws right side, has his receiver, and is batted and knocked free. And that was a really, really solid defensive play on the near side for Benedictine by Jackson Hoskins.
Yeah, Hoskins, a freshman out of Blue Valley West High School, able to knock that football away. Incomplete. It'll bring up a second down for Missouri Valley. This Ravens secondary playing really well this afternoon. You know, Missouri Valley, 16 of 29 passing for a buck 67.
Yeah, and they're not testing the Ravens really deep. I mean, they're not throwing much over the top. Everything's been short, out of the backfield, you know, within 5 yards maybe of the line of scrimmage, and then hoping that the guy making the reception can add to that. Here's a pass over the middle. That's a bullet. It's going to be caught at midfield, and the tackle right there. And again, that pass was a threading of the needle and nicely done right into the hands of Keenan Young, senior wide receiver. Ball at the 50-yard line. They'll move the sticks, first and 10 for Missouri Valley. Darian Cole has shown an ability to throw the ball. I mean, and he, when he wants to, I mean, he could put a little something on that thing. A lot of times, though, that's a little hard to catch. First and 10 at the 50. They wanted to throw out of the backfield, and now instead we'll throw it downfield and nearly picked off around the 25-yard line. The play was originally designed to be the play we've seen about 12, 14 times today, with Cole hitting Isaac Bowsley in the backfield coming out from his running back spot.
Yeah, but do you feel like this Missouri Valley team is just a little handcuffed on offense? I feel like they have the pieces to do it. They're just not calling those plays right now, right?
I'm not sure what they have in the way of a genuine deep threat, and the running back has not really, like, impressed me. I mean, I haven't seen a running back here today on either side that's got me going ooh and ah a lot. Here's a pass over to the left side. Broken up nicely. What a great defensive play for Benedictine and Jalen James. You don't think of Jalen James as a guy in pass coverage. You think of him, you know, tackling at the line of scrimmage, chasing the quarterback, but he did a great job down there on that play.
Yeah, usually Jalen's play in the box, middle linebacker type, who's going to come down and make a lot of tackles. But that time, he was out in space and doing a great job in pass coverage and able to knock that thing away.
Third down, 10 at the midfield mark. Vikings with the football, trending at 37-9. Back to throw again is going to be Cole. Steps up in the pocket. He is going to run, and he's got a long way to go. 50-45. First down, 40. 35-30. Left side, 20. Wait a minute. There's a marker way downfield.
Yeah, we're going to get a hold over here. Kenyon Young was working against Fabian Njika, but, yeah, there's a big hold to turn that corner there. But when it's all said and done, I still think he's going to net the first down.
Oh, I think so, too. The marker, they moved it to the 29-yard line.
So even if that's penalty to go back to 39, you'll pick up the first down by about a yard.
Yep.
So instead
number
of...
Number one, holding number three in the offense. 3-yard penalty. The play still results in the first down.
So instead of picking up 21 yards, you're only going to get credited with 11 yards on the play, and it'll be a first and 10 for Missouri Valley. Just under 5 to play in the third quarter.
Benedictine shuffling some guys in and out of the game. Garrett Penvedic comes into the lineup now for BC.
Penvedic's been a guy who we haven't seen much out of today because the Ravens switched some things up across that front line, shaking it up a little bit. Got Joey Burke in there along with Isaac Anderson to start the day. And They've shuffled a lot of guys across that front line.
Jalen James and Connor Walker, those two middle linebackers, two outside linebackers, step up to the line of scrimmage, four down linemen. Here's a handoff to the running back. He'll hit into the middle of the line, and he is going to be submarined as he gets to the 36-yard line, falling forward to close to the 35, and, yeah, that's Jalen underneath there. Jalen James with a stop on the play. A gain of some 4 yards in his second down, half dozen. And Missouri Valley, guess the thing that I've got with the offense is it's been just so vanilla. I mean, it is just like snooze time out here for the Viking offense. They run, what, four or five different plays, basically, through the course of the day?
Yeah, but they've not had any pace or any pickup this afternoon.
Here's a pass down the left side, and trying to go from the inside shoulder to the outside shoulder and trying to find the ball again. It's going to miss and go incomplete. Josh Morris with the coverage for the Ravens way downfield around the 15-yard line. It's going to be now third down and 6 for Missouri Valley.
I mean, we haven't seen Missouri Valley even try to speed things up and try to go to, you know, a no-huddle, a 2-minute offense or anything. I mean, they've just been, okay, trailing 37-9 and happy that I think it's not any worse.
They've got Brandon Bradford in the game as maybe Coach Troth is bringing some of those freshmen into the lineup and giving them a bit of a look here. Third down call, QB's back, the blitz is on, and he just throws it out of the backfield. It's caught at the 40, 35, 30, first down, 25, breaks tackles to the 20, another poor tackle down inside the 20-yard line. What are they going to say? He gets out of bounds as a catch by Sanford out of the backfield. Nets a first down and yardage to spare. I guess that time the Ravens looked like they were not trying real hard.
Well, all day it feels like when the Ravens get a lot of pressure on Darian Cole, it sets up for the big play for Missouri Valley. Looks like he's going to get hit. They get a lot of defensive linemen upfield. The problem is those linebackers are dropped back, the safeties are gone, and it leaves a whole lot of field before you get to the next defender.
At the 20-yard line, deep in Raven territory, hits a 1st and 10, handoff right side, break of tackles to the 15, to the 10, it's 1st and goal on the wheels of Kenny Sanford.
Jalen James finally able to make the stop on the play for the Ravens, but Missouri Valley, again, nothing flashy in this drive, but able to get the ball down to the Raven, let's call it the 8-yard line.
BC is going to bring Gavin Spangler back into the game, as they're going to look to shore up the middle of that linebacking core. 1st and goal, 8 yards out. Once more, the handoff. Running back bounces outside to the 10, and this time he is going to be folded down and stopped in the field of play. They will mark him back at the 8-yard line for no gain on the play. That is Kenneth Sanford again. Sanford last week, a dozen carries on the afternoon against Evangel, 61 yards. He had 551 yards on the season coming into the ball game today. He's got another 51 this afternoon. So he's a 600-yard guy right now. 2nd down, goal at the 7. Valley trailing, back to throw, throwing left. Scott, his man of the fade, broken up in the back of the end zone by Tyler Tierney.
Tyler Tierney was following the intended receiver the entire time. That time they were looking out there to the right side for Charles Bradley out of Mesquite, Texas. But great job of closing late, and Tyler Tierney able to get a hand in there, break it up. It'll be 3rd and goal, and the ball still at the 8-yard line.
Tyler Wilson comes back into the Benedictine defensive unit with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. 3rd and goal. Vikings at the Ravens 7-yard line. Quarterback Darian Cole moves a wing to the left, single man to the backfield. QB rolls left, throws left. He's got his man on the side of the end zone. Touchdown, Valley! I'm waiting for somebody to throw their arms in the air. That was a TD, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there we have it. Valley in the end zone with 1:46 to go in the third quarter, cutting the Raven lead down to 37-15.
So how about this for Valley? Back-to-back drives have resulted in touchdowns.
And now what do we attribute that to? Is Valley figuring something out? Are they getting better? Or Ravens maybe giving them a little more room to work with?
They're just starting to figure out some of those underneath routes and hit them.
Larman's PAT kick is up, and it is through, and we're taking a break, Joseph. We're rolling along now, down to 1:46 to go in the third quarter. Ravens 37, Missouri Valley 16.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Viking kick is away, bounding at the 15. Ravens are going to pick it up at the 10-yard line and on the run at the 25, at the 35. Crossing the right side, and the Ravens are going to have it bumped out of bounds at the 35-yard line. First and 10, Benedictine. Wow, it feels like forever since the Raven offense has been out on the field. That was a good return for BC, and we'll see what they have up their sleeve here. But because, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it feels like they haven't been out there to touch the ball offensively. I can't even remember when.
4.5 minutes?
Seems so much longer than that. Here's Garrett Kettle. He's having a very nice afternoon at the Raven quarterback spot. Here's a wraparound handoff, cutting to the right side, looking for the middle, and not a lot of room over there for Damon Wiegand. He'll pick up a few yards, cutting it over to the right side, give him a couple on the play, up to the 37, and Ravens have a second down, 8 in front of him. A couple of more plays left here in the third quarter. BC in front, 37-16. Ravens, because the Ravens didn't need just a win here today. They probably needed a bit of a statement win, and to get that, they need a couple of more scores, I would think. Here's a pass to the right side. He's going to be caught coming out of the backfield by Damon Wiegand, and as he accelerates down the right side, he shows off that great speed and will pick up the first down, crossing the 45 and up to the 46-yard line where he goes out of bounds into the far sideline.
Yeah, an 8-yard reception right there for Damon Wiegand on the afternoon. That's going to be his first reception. He's going to get credit for it. But Damon Wiegand on the day, rushing 11 for 46 yards.
Ravens looking for a big win here in the South Division of the conference. Now, Kettle, flushed out of the pocket, is going to run, and he will race out of bounds into the Ravens sideline right at the 50-yard line, picking up a couple of more yards. BC facing now third down and a half dozen. Benedictine will have to snap the ball one more time here in the third quarter. You're going to see Jacob Gathright wide to the right side. Might see Jacob get his hands on the ball one time, just see what he's got today. Motion to the right side and Reed Levi. He will stop at the wing position. Wrap around, handoff, Wiegand, nothing doing. We go to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Timeout. Benedictine 37, Valley 16.
Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
back with you here in Wilcox Stadium, where the Benedictine Ravens go to the fourth quarter in front, 37-16. Good to have you along with us, everybody. Homecoming 2021 for Benedictine, and Ravens at midfield have a third down and six. Garrett Kettle drops back, throws pass over the middle. It's going to be caught by Todd. Jay Sean dances to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Sidestep defenders to the 25-yard line. A 26-yard catch and carry. Kettle to Todd.
How about that? That's the first reception in the afternoon for Jay Sean Todd.
He is the eighth guy to take reception today.
And what we figured last week, that the Ravens going into last week's game had 19 separate guys that have caught a pass this season.
So let's just extrapolate that a little bit. Does that tell you that they have just incredible depth of talent? Or does that tell me that they're still looking for that receiver that's going to be their go-to cat?
I would say that they've got just so many guys that are able to catch the football.
Garrett Kettle is back to throw on a first down play. Kicks it out of the backfield. Gathright, right side to the 25, to the 20. Tacklers to the 15 and down close to the 14-yard line, where it will be another Raven first down.
Great job right there by Garrett Kettle. He went through his progressions right there. Nothing was open deep. Nothing was open in the intermediate pass. So he just slings the ball out of the backfield on a swing pass. And nice job right there by Jacob Gathright picking up another first down.
Hazuga, slot left. You're also going to go left side with Todd and Buteau. Right side is Adger. Trey's already had a pretty nice day today. Six catches, two touchdowns, 171 yards. See if he can add to that right here. First and 10 of the 15. Good little draw play. Good for two.
Yeah, nothing doing in the middle right there for Drake Prey. Great job by the Missouri Valley defense. Closing quickly. Chase Ohm, one of the first guys in there, also in there for Missouri Valley. Colton Wilms, a junior out of Ravenwood, Missouri.
Benedictine getting a little mileage out of the two young running backs, Drake Prey and Jonah Roberts, here in the second half of the game today. It's a second down, eight call. BC at the 13-yard line. Again, they'll go motion. Garrett has to go high in the air, pull it down with one hand, takes it down to the 10-yard line, cuts back to the middle of the keys at the 5, and he's going to have a first and goal, Benedictine. Garrett Kettle. Garrett has been the do-it-all guy here today. I mean, if it's anything that has to happen, you just ask him and he'll make it happen.
Yeah, nice little ad-lib play right there by Garrett Kettle. The snap back from Zion Mathis was really high. It threw off the entire play. So Garrett said, all right, let's pick up what yardage we can, and he found a nice little avenue off to the right side and picked up good yardage.
Run the ball, throw the ball, punt the ball, and if you need it, make a tackle on the special team. That's the Garrett Kettle day today. First and a goal, 5 yards out. Kettle is back, looks left, chased out, looks left, and throws it safely into the ground, short of Buteau. Give himself a second and goal.
Yeah, that time he was looking for Buteau, just was never really able to set his platform and get away a good throw. An incomplete pass will stop the clock with 12:38 left.
We talk about that play. Not this specific one, but that play, in that experienced and good quarterbacks will realize, you know, live to fight another day. And you just don't take the sack. You don't throw in a high-risk situation and take a chance of turning it over. Throw it in the ground, throw it out of bounds, come back second and go at the 5. And now quarterback will keep it, gets a block, dances to the end zone, hurdles, and touchdown, Ravens! Garrett Kettle leaps high into the air and goes in from 5 yards out. Benedictine extends its lead now to 43-16.
What a job right there by Garrett Kettle. Slowed up, let some of the blocking develop out front of him, and then as he dives for the pylon, able to break the plane. Ravens with 43, looking for the PAT.
And now, of course, Garrett will go out there, since he's got nothing else to do, right? He'll hold the ball for the PAT attempt by Sam Wilbur. Council Bluff, CB. It's down. It's up. It is good. Taking a break, Joseph. We're still at 12 and a half to go in the ball game. Ravens push their lead. Benedictine 44, Missouri Valley 16.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Well, the Benedictine kick is high, not particularly deep, but fielded around the 15-yard line where Valley's going to run straight forward, get it up around the 30, and we'll have a first and 10 from there. Two. Maybe that was just a wishful thought. 12:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Benedictine hot on the heels of its fifth win of the season. First and 10 for Missouri Valley from their own 28-yard line.
How about this? The Ravens have scored touchdowns on five of their last six possessions.
Offense really seems to be finding itself here in the second half. And here is near a pick six. Oh, Jordan. Or Kyle. Was that Kyle? I thought it was Josh, maybe. But Kyle Rowland nearly picked it. He stepped in front of it. He jumped the route. He saw what was going on. Couldn't quite haul that thing in.
Yeah, Kyle Rowland, a freshman out of St. Charles, Missouri, over there playing that left side cornerback. Over here on the near side is Josh Morris. And your safeties right now, Tyler Tierney and Adam Wilbers.
Second down, 10, Valley at their own 28-yard line. QB back to throw again. They put everyone in the pattern. The pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 30, and the tackle is going to be made shy of the 35-yard line. With the catch for Missouri Valley is Tyler Grandidier, right?
Yeah, and the tackle over there for Benedictine, Javai Bloomquist and Caleb Taylor, a couple freshmen coming together making the stop.
Clock is rolling along, but still 12 minutes to play in the game. Valley can do a lot to get themselves closer. They can't win this game, but they can make it look a lot better, feel a little bit better about it. Here's a pass over the middle, and nearly picked off and then caught, and that's going to be a Valley touchdown. The ball was nearly picked, and they're going to catch it with the 2-yard line. Wow. Kyle Rowland just outran Jason Ramos to the other end of the field, and that was blazing speed. What had happened was the pass right over the middle was nearly jumped, and I thought it was going to be picked off, but the receiver pulled it away and started running downfield. Well, by that time, coverage man was going in the other direction, and there was a lot of daylight. Yet, before he could get to the end zone, he covered the ground and caught him from behind.
At that time, it looked like Josh Morris was going to have a big interception instead, a big play for Missouri Valley. It'll be first and goal at the 2.
Vikings go motion left side. Everybody in tight. QB rolls, throws, and misses. A wide open receiver over in the left flat, and Isaac Bowsley saying, man, if you get it to me, I walk in.
Yeah, and for Isaac Bowsley, looking for his second touchdown reception of the ball game. You go back and you look at the scoring for Missouri Valley. They hit a field goal at the 3:23 mark of the second, but then in the third quarter, they scored a touchdown on their first possession on a 5-yard pass. They scored on a 7-yard pass to Kenyon Young. So right now, they've scored on back-to-back possessions, so they're starting to put a little something together offensively.
Single man to the backfield, quarterback rolls left, throws left, has his man, touchdown Valley. And that time again, it's the same play, the same way to Isaac Bowsley, only this time, the pass was catchable, and again, Gus, the Vikings put something on the board. And if you're the Benedictine defense, you got to be a little bit unhappy with yourself, don't you?
Yeah, you don't like to give up those points late in the ballgame, and especially when right now you look at it, that Valley has scored touchdowns now on their last three times touching the football.
PAT still to follow. Larman will look to kick it through. And there it is. It is good. And we are at a break. 11 minutes still to play. We got a ways to go here this afternoon. Benedictine 44, Missouri Valley 23.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Missouri Valley set to kick away. And there it goes. It'll end. We're able to have a single man deep and we'll call for a fair catch at the 13-yard line. It's going to be first and 10, Benedictine. Gus, you try to do a little analysis, okay, on this game. Right now we're at 67 total points with 11 minutes to go. You look at your recaps of drives, and Valley has scored touchdowns on their last three possessions and have scored on four of their last five possessions. Benedictine scored touchdowns on their last four and five of their last six possessions. Now, you've got to ask yourself, or at least I do, are the offenses really beginning to play better? Are the defenses not playing as well? What in the world has happened as this game has moved on?
So this Raven offense is playing pretty well right now. They're starting to click, just get some things figured out. Right now, the defense has maybe lost a little bit of its focus.
And here's a penalty marker down as the Ravens get the ball into the hands of Gathright.
Okay, so you're going to get a chop block against the Ravens. And it's because you've got a tight end and a running back trying to block out in space.
Can't do that, and Reed's going to come over. They'll talk to him about that. Just kind of refresh his mind about, you know, the letter of the ruling. And Benedictine is going to bring Todd into the game, Gathright into the game. And maybe the only thing we have not seen, and maybe you could probably attest to this, we haven't seen the really long TD play yet. Quarterback back, throws one into the middle, and running into one of his own blockers as he makes the catch. Peyton Hazuga will move the ball up to around the 16.
Well, Hazuga was running a tunnel screen right there, but as he came back through, he ran right into Will Krenzer, his left guard. So a play that just kind of fell apart on that one, and for the Ravens, tough break. Yeah, you look at the plays. I mean, the Kettle 50-yard touchdown, the 42-yard touchdown, 67-yard touchdown, but for Missouri Valley, they've struggled to get the big play this afternoon, but also haven't really looked for it.
Kettle is back to throw. Chase hit at the five, gets away. Now falling back into the end zone and will ditch the ball. And again, a smart play by the senior quarterback for the Ravens. 10 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine, a third down and some 18 yards to go. They lead 44-23. So for the Ravens, it is still a 3-touchdown advantage here. Third down and very long. We're in the fourth quarter. We'll maybe check some of those other conference scores. There will be maybe one of them about ready to go final, I would suppose, and the Ravens are going to move. So Benedictine now losing a little focus, and they start going backward. An additional penalty on the false start, and now the ball goes all the way back to the 12.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Here we go. Third down and very, very long.
Isn't it?
Looks like it should
looks
be.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Quarterback's back in trouble. Kettle dragged down from behind at the 10. Will lose a couple of three more yards.
That time coming up to make the stop on the play for Missouri Valley. Defensive end, Tyon Braymore. For Braymore, this could be his first sack of the season, the senior out of Clinton. And for the Ravens, they'll look to punt the football away.
Benedictine has not punted the ball a lot today. And they're going to have a chance to really kind of put a toe to it. Two punts so far this afternoon for 82 yards. Matt Heinrich standing in the middle of his own end zone, and there's the kick. That is a horrible kick. It is high. It is short. It's off the side of his foot. It is a miserable effort that is going to go out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So you've got a 21-yard, there it is. You got a 21-yard punt for Benedictine. And Valley, who, as you mentioned, Gus, has scored three consecutive touchdowns on his three previous possessions, they're going to have great field position at the Raven 33-yard line.
Not a great special teams observer, but when it comes to deciding if a punt is good or not, as long as they punt it past the first down marker, it's somewhat of a plus.
Yeah.
So a tough break right there for the Ravens and Heinrich.
Here comes Darian Cole back to throw. First down at 10. He'll go on a quarterback draw. 35-30. Left side 25. Walks the tightrope to the 20. And they'll say he steps out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Over there for the Ravens, you're going to see Javai Bloomquist going to get credit for the stop right there. The ball out at the 17. It'll be first and 10 for Missouri Valley right there.
Vikings with the football as we go inside 9 minutes to play in the ballgame. Benedictine leading it by three touchdowns. But right now, Valley has some momentum. And they're going to send two men to the right side. That'll be the wide side of the field. Quarterback with no one in the backfield with him is in the shotgun formation. Cole is back to throw. Goes right. Has his man caught. Touchdown, Valley. Missouri Valley with a wide, wide open receiver over in the right flat. And the Vikings cut more deeply into the Benedictine lead.
Yeah, that time you had Jeremiah Branch, a running back, coming out of the backfield. The linebacker just not able to keep up with him out there in open space. And you didn't give him any safety net over the top and an easy play for Valley. And as quickly as that, the Vikings will have their fourth touchdown on four drives.
And that last one coming, you know, just moments ago, they're right back into the end zone again. Larman waiting for the snap, looking to add another point, and he does, and we're taking another break. Vikings drawing closer. 8.5 to go in the game. It's Benedictine 44, Missouri Valley 30.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Missouri Valley going to go for another onside kick here, and there it goes, and it will bounce, and it's going to get out of bounds at the 50-yard line. You can see when it was going to go like that because they had a very odd formation huddled up on the left side of the kicker on the kicking unit.
Did you think coming into today that we would see 74 combined points in the fourth quarter, and I don't think we're done?
No. I'm going to tell you what I expected. I expected coming into the ballgame today, I expected not just a Benedictine win. I expected a solid Benedictine win. Didn't expect Valley to score this much as they've scored, and they still may not be done. But that said, most importantly, a W here on homecoming. K Kettle's back, going deep, got a man, and dropped at the 10-yard line. Double coverage drawn by Todd down to the 10-yard line.
That time, Briquez Alves comes over and is able to knock the football away. Briquez is a guy who last year played linebacker. This year, they've dropped him back to safety, a senior out of Alexandria City, Alabama.
Trishon Todd for Benedictine. Three catches so far today for 28 yards. Now, you take out the long of 21, that's 2 for 7. So,
yeah, those were, that's his rushing in today, 1 for 25 receiving. So, I mean, not a huge offensive output today for Trishon.
Here's a straight-ahead run. Weigand will take it across the 40-yard line. That's a nice carry for 7 or 8 yards on a 2nd and 10.
Gabe Ellefson comes up to make the stop. Gabe, a defensive end and a home product out of Marshall, Missouri. 15 tackles on the season coming into the ball game. And right now for Missouri Valley and their defensive coordinator, Monty Rowe, in his 16th season, this is a big play on this 3rd and 2.
At the Vikings 37-yard line, Benedictine. Garrett Kettle rolls right, throws right, and dropping the ball, coming out of the backfield, Reed Levi, and it is incomplete. Reed never really got a handle on it, and then he looked down to try to catch the ball a little bit more and just kind of juggled it. And the Ravens, I don't think they're going to punt this ball at this point.
I don't think you punt it. You're way too far to kick a field goal, so you're going to leave your offense out there on this 4th down. And for Benedictine today, 1-1 on 4th down.
It is a long 4th down. It's a 4th down and a very full 3 at the 37-yard line. They're going to kick Weigand over to the right side of the quarterback, break him out. QB is going to run it. He'll pick up a 1st down and slide down to the 30-yard line. Well done by Garrett Kettle. And Gus, just I think Garrett Kettle is, kind of at the plateau and playing as well as I think he can play. He does more good things. I'm very impressed with him today.
Yeah, Garrett Kettle today, 17 of 27 passing for 335 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, no interceptions in his rushing yards today, 8 carries for 42 yards, and they show him for a couple rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, he's got, and here's a run to the left side by Weigand. So, again, you got Garrett Kettle is going to be responsible for 400 and some yards by the end of the day easily.
Yeah, and 6 touchdowns, right?
That's a good day.
Not a bad day at all.
Gain of 3 on that 1st down run by Damon Weigand, and it is a 2nd down.
Does it feel like the Ravens are getting a little more patient right now, right, and just trying to get out of this ball game now?
Probably. I mean, they feel, or at least I feel like the game has taken an inordinate amount of time, and so they're probably just now right, like, let's just get it done now. Hand off on the right side to Trishon, and Todd will dart out of bounds inside the 30-yard line around the 27. So Benedictine again looking at a 3rd down, this time 3rd down and about 4. 6:40 to go in the game.
3rd down has kind of been a problem for the Ravens today. They are 3 of 9. Last week they were 10 of 16 on 3rd down. They were 10 of 10 in the first half. They went 0 of 6 in the second half on 3rd down. But today they are 33% at 3 of 9. Ravens taking a lot of time. This play clock down to 10.
Out to the right side is going to come Todd. Now back he will go, changing directions, back to the left side. The snap with 1 on the clock. The pass to the right side is going to be caught at the waist, and this time it's going to be held on to by Reed Levi, and he powers downfield. They'll say he gets down to the 12-yard line. Craig Travis out of Kansas City, Missouri, with the tackle for Missouri Valley. That is a big mismatch. Again, Reed Levi is a hard matchup for people. It's 6'4 and 223. And Travis is a 5'11 guy, and it's just tough to D him up. 1st and goal, Benedict, or 1st and 10, Benedictine at the 13-yard line. Ravens with the football and 5:45 left. Quarterback will keep it himself again, boot to the right side, and again will go feet first inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot him at the 8. He's got half of what he needed.
Yeah, he's able to pick up half of the yards he needs. He stays in bounds. And he slides down, so he doesn't take a big hit right there. Checked a lot of boxes on the play right there for Garrett Kettle and the Ravens. Able to take some time off this clock. And for Missouri Valley, they used 2 of those timeouts, and now the officials.
Missouri Valley, their 1st.
Sideline warning against Missouri Valley, their 1st. But you talk about... Yeah, okay. So, but you talk about Missouri Valley. early in the second half, remember they burned two timeouts on their very first touchdown drive of the ball game, so they've only got one more opportunity to stop the clock the rest of the afternoon.
Number 44 in your program right here with the glasses on his head. Here's Benedictine running into the right side, hit at the 10, down to the 5, and maybe down to the 4-yard line. And 5 minutes remain. Ravens now a third and... Where are they going to spot this? They're going to call it right at the 5-yard line, third down 2. BC, again, very patient, taking their time. Ravens have been alternating back and forth in the backfield between Prey and Roberts, and now it is Jonah who's in the game. Kettle is under center on a third down 2, call at the 5. Garrett, long count, looks left, looks right. Everybody's set, keeps it himself. Rolls left. He wants Buteau. Can't get him. Breaks it free from one defender. Cuts back in the middle of the 10 and goes down at the 5-yard line. Somehow able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. And you look clear out here top for Missouri Valley, Gus. And you've got a defender out there in Victor Gabriel who's like, how did he get away from me?
And how about this? The Ravens going to send the field goal unit out. It's going to be Sam Wilbur, the freshman out of Council Bluffs. Probably is St. Albert.
Here's the thing. A game like this, you're not going to lose. It's probably as good a chance as any to, under game circumstances, see if you got a kicker. This one is on its way. He put a little zip on that thing, and it is good, and we got a break. Timeout, Joseph! 3:48 to play in the game. Benedictine 47, Valley 30.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Miracle Treat Day at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill is this Thursday, the 28th. All proceeds from every blizzard sold will go to a local Children's Miracle Network hospital. Kids who come in that day get to draw for a prize. Pre-order a cake, pick up some gift cards for holiday giving, and treat the family to a blizzard while helping local Children's Miracle Network hospitals. All at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill this Thursday.
Raven kick of the way, and Valley will take the short kick at the 12-yard line. Straight ahead running at the 30, at the 35, at the 40, getting to midfield and returning it all the way into Benedictine territory goes Jordan Londo. And Gus, the Vikings' question for themselves is, can we score our fifth consecutive touchdown? Because they have scored...
Yeah,
four TDs in the last four possessions.
You know, and I think for Missouri Valley right now, that is, you know, you start looking that you're not going to win this game. You're going to fall to 0-2. You're going to, what, be 1-15 in your last 16 divisional game. You got to start looking for minor victories here.
Darian Cole is back, chased around, running, finds their open receiver at the 45, an ankle tackle at the 40, and going to fall forward very close, but just short of a first down marker. And if you're Valley... You know, you go into, what, the final three games of the year, right? Three more left. You go in with nothing to play for.
Right.
I mean, that's a tough place to be, right? There's no joy in that. Here's a second down and one. Cole is back, looking, dancing, chased out, being pursued, outrunning all the defense, and now just going to throw that thing away. The coverage downfield had to have been just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the coverage is really good downfield for the Ravens, and that time you actually had two Missouri Valley defenders that ran into each other. So,
third down and a yard or so for Missouri Valley. Yeah, so for the Vikings, who, as you chronicled early in the ballgame, they just have not been successful the past few years, and divisional play has been very, very difficult for them. Third down and a yard. All right, the Benedictine 38. Quarterback Darian Cole is back to throw. Releases downfield, and that one goes about 6 or 8 yards out of bounds, not even close to anyone.
Quick look around the conference. We have a final already. Grandview. Traveled down the road a little bit, took on Graceland pretty quick. Grandview wins 77-9 in that ballgame.
See, I was thinking maybe 50-0. I didn't see 77-9 necessarily.
Culver Stockton, at the end of three quarters, leads Clark 10-6.
That's a better, closer game than we expected, I think.
At halftime, Central Methodist and Mid-America tied at 24. So, some interesting games around the heart.
Fourth down in the yard. Valley will go for it. The catch, the completion, and the first down. They needed to get to the 37. They got to the 35. First and 10 for the Vikings. They'll keep the drive alive, but now we're down to 2:50 to play. Benedictine may not get another snap of the football this afternoon. First and 10 for Missouri Valley. Quarterback Darian Cole has thrown now for over 300 yards. Now he's running, he's chased, he's going to throw, and it will go incomplete. Cole is going to be tackled way off the field of play, and
there's a penalty marker.
There it is.
The white hat threw it right at the very end.
15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So there you have it. The tackle made beyond the edge of the sideline, and there we go. And so it's going to go against Benedictine. Big penalty with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play today. Move the ball all the way down to the Raven 20-yard line. Here comes Missouri Valley. For the Vikings, again, no chance of winning this ball game, but they, you know, if respectability has any kind of a value, they're going to look to make this thing a little bit closer at least. Respectability doesn't count really in the wins and losses, though.
Does not.
First down to the Raven 20-yard line. Back to throw Cole. Looks, with time, holding penalty. Ball thrown out the back of the end zone, but again, getting up basically off the ground for Benedictine, Gus, was... Is that Evan?
Yep, Evan Aguiar.
Wow!
Who we knew we were going to see in maybe a little limited time today, trying to reintroduce him, and that time he did a great job getting into the backfield, and then he gets held. So,
it's great, just really great to see him out on the field. And we say that because he's been injured and just battling one thing after another, and he's actually ahead of rehab schedule, you know. He's been hard working to get himself prepared to get back out on the field of this season. First and 20 for Valley. The pressure is on, the pass is away, and it's going to be complete for zero gain.
Jordan Malcolm comes up to make the stop right there for the Ravens. Jordan Malcolm, a guy who we've seen kind of move all around the secondary. We've seen him a lot of cornerback this time. Now they've moved him to one of those safety positions. He is out there on the field right now with Tyler Tierney. So you've moved Malcolm over to kind of that strong safety type.
That was the first catch of the ballgame for Khalil Dampier, a 5'10 freshman from Columbia, Missouri. Last week he had one catch. It was a nice one, a 38-yard touchdown catch. Second and 20 at the Raven 30-yard line. Here's a lob down the left side, and it is going to be caught out of bounds and incomplete as a result. Leaping high, Charles Bradley, but just could not haul that thing back down in the field of play. Third and 20.
That time Bradley was working over here on the near side against Josh Morris. Yeah. So couldn't quite haul it in. It'll bring up a third down, and that'll stop the clock with 94 seconds left.
47-30 BC out front. Ravens getting set to go to 5-3, 1-1 in the South. Snap back. Quarterback steps up. He wants to run and will. 25 to the 20 where contact is initiated, and he'll go down to the 19. One of his receivers is pointing to the first down, but what he doesn't realize is the marker he sees across is the original line of scrimmage. He's still got 10 yards to go.
Yeah. He at least got you into a 4th-and-9 is what they're going to end up calling this.
Now, that's not 4th-and-manageable, is it?
Not at all.
Okay.
So Missouri Valley will have it 4th-and-9 with a minute left in the game.
Darian Cole, no one to the backfield with him, back, chased, hit, pulls away, throws with all of his might into the end zone, and it's incomplete. A late, late marker.
Roughing the pass, number 90 on the defense. Taking the quarterback to the turf. After this is the goal, automatic first down.
Also going to tell you that Darian Cole is not going to play anymore this afternoon.
Yeah, Darian is coming off the field after that last play. And they're going to take a little look at him over on the far sideline. For Missouri Valley, their backup quarterback is a sophomore from Chandler, Oklahoma, Daniel Jackson. And it will be Jackson coming out there to take these snaps for the last minute of the game. Long count, first and goal at the 10. Jackson throws, he's got a man, touchdown Vikings! One play, one pass, one score, and the catch by Keenan Young. And last week, he was 1 for 1 for 8 yards, Daniel Jackson was, against Evangel. This time he hits a senior, Keenan Young. And that Raven big lead, Gus, is not going to look quite as impressive when people evaluate the week here tomorrow.
Yeah, because the Ravens are going to look at the end of this game and realize that they've given up, 36 pending the PAT here.
Yep. Five Missouri Valley touchdowns on the last five possessions of the game. PAT is good. We're taking a break. With only 45 seconds left to go in the ballgame, Joseph, I will guarantee you it is our final break before the end. It is Ravens 47, Vikings 37.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Once again, Missouri Valley will make the onside kick attempt, and the Ravens will foil that. 43 seconds left in the game. Benedictine with a football and with a 10-point lead. Homecoming 2021. Gus, it's going to be a big win for the Ravens. And you always remember, was it a W, was it an L? But right now, as the closer analysis is going to be made of this game, it was not that big impressive win for Benedictine. But again, a win's a win, and that's what you ultimately are here to get today.
Yeah, you're going to be happy with a lot of things, but there are going to be things that Coach Osborne's going to be able to draw out of this ballgame. And one of those things is going to be third down opportunities. This afternoon, Benedictine, only 4 of 11 on third downs. They went 63 plays for 518 yards. For Missouri Valley, 78 plays for 431 yards. So Caleb Cook is going to be able to talk to his defense this week that they gave up 431 yards, 37 points. Got to be way better than that before next week when we make the trip down to Baldwin.
Final score this afternoon here in Atchison, Kansas, the Benedictine Ravens 47, Missouri Valley 37. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Stay tuned for the Benedictine Raven postgame wrap right after this.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine campus, where the Ravens this afternoon hold off a resilient and hard-fighting team for Missouri Valley, winning at 47-37. And Gus, again, we talked about it briefly a while ago, but for the Ravens, got out to a good lead early in the ballgame, ultimately scoring touchdowns on four consecutive possessions and found themselves leading by as many as 21 points in the fourth quarter. Valley just kept battling back and, in fact, scored touchdowns on their last five possessions of the game. They would not go away. They never gave up.
Yeah, Missouri Valley is a team who just kept fighting in the second half. And I think for Benedictine, you're going to go back and you're going to look at the half, having led 23-3, got up 30-3, but then all of a sudden you saw Missouri Valley able to score 34 points in the second half. And so, for the Ravens, gave up a lot of yards, gave up a lot of points, but you know what they didn't give up? They didn't give up the W. Coming away with a nice win on homecoming 2021, and now can set their sights to next Saturday afternoon where we're going to be at, Amel Liston?
Yep, absolutely, in Baldwin City, Kansas. It'll be Benedictine at Baker. We'll be with you from there for that. Friday night we'll have high school football in a TBA kind of in a situation as the regular season's wrapped up last night, and we will be going through and picking out our first postseason game in the high school ranks to bring you. We'll be somewhere for you Friday night. I want to thank you for having joined us. Again, the final score this afternoon, Benedictine 47, Missouri Valley 37. Until we greet you next time, for our man Joseph, handling all the hard work at a Care Sports Studio, for Gus with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msCnews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.